Hey, Best in Show Radio. This is Haywood Nelson from What's Happening, Dwayne. Hey, hey, hey.
Previously on Best in Show.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Welcome to the worst radio show ever in the history of the planet.
By the way, I hate to interject technically, but Vanessa asked what's happening. Okay. We were trying to straighten out the technical bits on the air.
Yeah, there's no need to do that.
You of all people, I know you hate that stuff. You like to keep all that under the
rug. I want to keep everything off air. I want to make everything smooth sailing. Brian, what are you typing?
So here's a final. Here's the final one we got of a celebrity.
My name's Harry, and you're listening to Best in Show. Oh, yeah.
And one of the episodes, if you're familiar with Buck Rogers, is the Space Vampire episode. And it's really sexy.
Hulk Hogan this week. His wife filed for divorce on Tuesday.
Does this mean the TV show is going off the air or no?
Didn't it anyway?
I didn't think it did.
Well, I think, don't they have problems right now because of his kid,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, the car accident that Nick got into.
No, I meant about his daughter having a really horrible voice and looking like Frankenstein.
I guess having a child may bring it back.
It brings the Christmas thing back. And we actually did turn the parade on to see
if
she cared.
Which is probably a good enough reason to have a child.
You think she'd fall for the DVD of the fireplace on her TV?
The Yule log. You want the devil to call again?
Yeah. Never heard of Yule before.
I know Yule
Brennings.
Yule Brennings. Didn't he win on Jeopardy?
10 years or a finger. Give us a finger, we'll let you go right now.
Oh, he would grow in a heartbeat.
On his right hand?
On his throwing hand.
Whoa.
Doesn't make a difference. You could learn to throw with four
fingers. He's gonna
How about his thumb? How about his thumb if he took his thumb away? That's big.
Even if it's 4th and 80, he's going to tuck and scramble and try to run it in anyway, so what's the difference?
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my pleasure to introduce the best of the best. Best in Show.
Welcome!
Everybody, and welcome to Best in Show Radio. Since no one else talked, I'm running the show today.
Why do you mean I said chukka chukka chukka?
That's not talking. That's like rapping.
Isn't that African native language where they speak in clicks and whatnot? I was talking to them.
I said rapping.
Do do do. Do 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 do. Hey, what's up? It's Best in Show.
I'm sorry, right out of the gate.
Good morning, racist.
It's Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, the mystical. The magical, mystical wonderland of something or other. I don't know. We just do stuff with words. Like jerks. My name is Chris. We've got our producer here. His name's Brian.
Hello, Joe. We've
got our pal, Freddie, sitting in. It looks like he's rubbing his eyes.
What's up?
We've got our lady friend, Keith, who's sitting here with us. And without further ado, it's Vanessa.
Good
Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Our satellite feed is very clear today.
It's uncomfortably comfortable.
This new hologram's working out great.
Best part of the song.
Hey, Donna, I saw you walking through the snow out in front of my house. Doesn't this weather blow? Who cares? You're sitting on the couch for the show.
What's up, buddies? Welcome to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, exclusively on TPX Radio. We're experimenting with our new Ustream chat room. God knows if it works. If it doesn't, sorry. If it does, wow, isn't it awesome? If you want to call us, get us on the hotline, 877-744-6405. You want to get us on the instant messenger. That's Best in Show Keith, Best in Show Brian, and Best in Show Keith, respectively.
Neither one of those guys around Brian is on right now, so.
What are we talking about? I'm on. I'm 100% on.
You said my name twice.
Yeah, you didn't have Best in Show Chris in that list, by the way.
Wow.
Just Best in Show Keith.
Was that a fat joke?
Words are confusing to me. All right, so then I'm not on.
Wait, let me just clear something up. I always thought you were singing to Donna in honor of Vanessa.
I was.
Now I'm a little confused.
I was.
Then where's Donna sitting next to you?
She's right here between Vanessa and I on the couch.
I forgot. Obviously. She's anorexic now.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't do anything. I've been busy shoveling this morning, so I'm not really in the most jovial holiday mood.
Yeah, ready. The weather outside is frightful. I cannot believe it's snowing. This sucks.
I can't believe it's snowing in December. God.
It just happened. It took me by surprise, I have to admit. Yeah, it's December, and it's snowing, and maybe I shouldn't be surprised. But really? Within 24 hours? I mean, I was relatively warm recently, and now it's snowing. And
it was cold as hell yesterday. You're out of your gourd. It was cold as hell, and it was it was definitely below 32 yesterday. It was freezing yesterday.
The day before, no problem.
Just snowing. Last month, it was nice.
I just hate the snow. I'm just make it go.
Yeah,
away.
I mean, I knew it was going to snow today. I heard it was going to snow. I went to my friendly neighborhood laundromat last night to do all my clothes, and when I walked in, it was a madhouse the second I walked in because everyone's afraid that their detergent stops working when the snow's out, so they couldn't be there any other day. So that was my eve last night.
After the show, I'm going to go shovel go around my neighborhood and shovel people's walks for like $5, $10.
Nice. This morning, I went out. I shoveled my stoop. I shoveled my sidewalk in front of my house, and I shoveled my landlord's stoop. And while I was shoveling my landlord's stoop, she comes outside and looks at me and says, "Is the church paying you?" And I was just like, "What?" And she's like, "Oh, I'm joking. You know that the church used to pay the kids to do that." And the thing is, my landlord is so borderline senile, I never know if she is joking or if she really does. She's actually asked me on more than one occasion, "Do you know what day today is?"
I thought she meant God is going to pay you with favors in heaven. Like, is the church paying you? I thought God was actually going to pay you.
No, that's fake, though. Oh. That's fake and silly. That's what I should tell. What if God was real? Oh. But yeah, so I had my nice morning shoveling.
She didn't pay you?
No.
Nothing?
No, I'm not paying rent this month, though. I figured that would that's a fair payment.
He didn't give the rest of the sentence. She said, "Is the church paying you?" Because I sure as hell aren't. But I think she said ain't, actually, though.
Yeah, she asked me if I wanted a coffee. I said yes, and then when she came, I threw it in her face. But that was it.
She's suggesting that the church used to pay children to roam around the neighborhood and shovel people's
I don't think used to. I actually think it's a current thing that our neighborhood church, the one that she goes to, if you guys want to know where I go to church, I don't. But if I would and I lived here, it would be St. Charles. And I believe St. Charles actually pays some of the kids from the school to give them like $10 to go shovel the neighborhood.
I thought when the church paid kids, it was called hush money.
Same difference. Be quiet and hide in the snow. But that's been my snowy adventures this morning. I know Keith had a snowy adventure this morning as well.
Nah.
You missed the train?
No, I didn't miss the train. The train wasn't.
On account of the snow, you missed it? It was a camouflage snow train?
Something like that. I think that's what they decided when they, you know what it is? The ferry runs like up until that point every hour, I think. So I guess they just decided not to release the train. I'm just guessing. I don't know.
Or if it was an empty...
But the train was coming. I live right by the window every half an hour, and then the one I get didn't. So...
Why is that funny? I love that you live by the train every half hour. Like, you move back in.
My house is so big that I go to the train room.
You go to the West Wing.
This is my first year living in a co-op, so I don't have to shovel at all. Like, I pay maintenance now, and they do it for me. It's awesome.
You got to tip him.
But yeah, I know. But maintenance doesn't cover my car. I want them to do my car, too.
I want them to come in and rub my back.
Yeah.
What's
the correct amount to pay them? Like 20, 50 bucks? 20 bucks? 50 bucks?
A pop or per season?
Well, I think there's a main guy, so I would probably give him 50 bucks.
For the season or a pop is what I'm saying.
No, like, 50 bucks to the main guy for the season. For a holiday.
That seems like I might be a little on the chintzy side.
Really?
Yeah.
50 you're bucks? Totally out of your mind. It's like 200 bucks.
But he doesn't do anything for me.
Well, except for shovel your snow.
Except for shovel my snow, but, you know, that's what my $700 maintenance bill is for every month.
I'm sure there's like a garbage deal as well.
Have you ever lived out on your own before this? Have you ever?
Yeah, rent. I rented.
Uh-huh. I mean, and did you like? Do you tip like your garbage man at Christmas?
No, when I rented, no.
Do you tip your mailman?
Mm.
Yeah, see, you got to do all that stuff.
No, not when I rent, and I'm probably not going to do when I own.
You got to let them know. You got to let them know. Hey. Take care of me. He's 20 now. I'll give you 20 later.
If that guy is doing anything else for you other than shoveling...
He's not doing anything else for me other than
shoveling. You're absolutely sure about that? Because it will come to a stop if you chintz him on the tip.
Well, there's nothing, you know... there's the garden apartments. So he's doing shoveling snow and doing leaves every season. You know, it's his job.
And he paints the outside of your house?
No, it's brick. I guess if I had, like, piping work done, he would come in and have to, like, fix some pipes, but I'd probably get somebody else to do that.
You mean like a plumber?
Yeah. But he could do it, but I wouldn't get him to do it. I don't trust that guy. He seems shady. And if he's making $200 a pop from every person in my co-op, he's a rich man, too.
Does he wear a white shirt with a pack of cigarettes rolled underneath the sleeve, and is his name Schneider?
No, I think I actually think he has, like, one of those sheets on his head.
A Klansman's hood?
No.
He's a ghost?
No, like...
He's a Sikh?
Yeah, like some like Arabic like type of thing going
Sikh.
On. Yeah.
I don't think that's Arabic.
I don't know what it is. Ara-Sikh.
I think they're actually called turbans if he's a Sikh.
Yeah, it's a turban. Yeah, exactly.
Is he a Sheikh Sikh?
He's scary. He's scary. I would not let him in my house.
Scary as all hell. That's very uncomfortable.
No, not because I'm racist, because he's scary. He has like a...
He walks around with a machete dripping with blood. Like, what's... I mean, what's scary?
He's scary.
Like, his demeanor is very like...
There's a ghost following him every place he goes.
His demeanor is, Fred, how are you? Yes.
He knows your name already?
Yes, he does.
Oh, see, he's your boy.
Fred, hey, how are you?
Take him inside.
Do you need your plumbing fixed?
Load a bowl for him. He'll be fine.
Does he fixes your plumbing too?
No, he's never been in my house. He's never been in my house since I've lived there. I lived there almost a year now.
If something went wrong with your plumbing, your toilet exploded or something, you'd call someone and this guy would show up?
No, I would call a plumber. I would just call a plumber. I would open the yellow pages and call up a plumber.
But is this guy there for you to call him? Is that just your choice to not call him?
No, I just think he does maintenance. Like just the stuff outside, paint, like he's roofing.
It sounds like he's the outdoor handyman, but for some reason you're thinking that he's going to be your indoor handyman too.
Yeah.
When I don't think he probably is.
No.
His job is to maintain the outdoors in front of your house.
Exactly.
The garden of the garden apartments.
Now, does that deserve $200 a pop for Christmas time? If he's just outside?
You might downgrade him to...
A hundy?
A hundy is probably close. You can get away with 100. You can get away with 100. I would probably go at least 150, though.
Because I don't want to diss him. I really don't want him to hate me if I give him...
I think in these situations with maintenance people and tipping, you're supposed to pretend that no bill under $100 exists.
Really?
So, like, the base level is $100.
Okay.
Well,
at least I know that.
I definitely never gave my mailman or my garbage man $100.
No, I've not those people.
Okay. What do you give them? 20s?
It depends. 20s, a case of beer, stuff like that's usually the way to go with the garbage man. The mailman...
A case of beer.
Well, you've never
do that. They
you've never given
that
a case
out.
Of beer to your garbage man.
No.
Yeah, no. I generally have.
Ever it just seems a weird gift to give somebody who's like basically a stranger.
Driving.
You know, I mean, unless you know. I think of alcohol more as especially a case of beer as a gift.
Actually,
the guy you know likes beer.
They're guys, and you got to assume. I guess you don't have to, but I assume that guys like beer.
I would trade it for mead if you gave me that. Yeah. If I could, I mean,
I would think the average blue collar guy would appreciate at least the thought behind giving him beer, even if he doesn't drink. No? Yes? And you give him a 20, 25, you give him 25 bucks in like a case.
I wouldn't tip my garbage man because I live in a building and as far as I know, it's not my... I ain't tipping him to get someone else better service.
Mailman, you give him a loaded gun for Christmas.
Plus, shoot people up. My mailman, my garbage man, carriers, persons, they're always different. It never seems like it's the same people. See, especially with my building with the mail.
I was going to say, you're in a building, so it's a little bit different. I generally... but it shouldn't be, though.
It shouldn't
be. It's still
be.
A street the same
because
way.
They're also doing houses, those guys. But there's always... There's at least two different women and four different guys that deliver my mail at any time.
So you got to shell out a lot of money, my friend.
Six
this
cases
year.
Of beer.
Yeah, like I said, the beer is only for the garbage man. I'd never give my mailman beer. I don't know why. I don't know why that seemed like the appropriate thing to do.
The mailman is not supposed to take your tip at all.
Really?
Yeah, I have one, two different mailmen that definitely took it.
My father paid my way through college with those tips. I'm telling you, he took those tips, man. Mm-hmm. How are you not going to take that tip if you got to give it to you? You got to.
Because my household runs on shipping. There's a shipping thing that goes on. The mail people are people you want to keep very happy.
Sure.
So we tipped a bunch of them at the post office for Christmas, and one of them actually sent the money back.
Really?
In the mail.
Jerk. What a jerk that person was.
Yeah, we felt really insulted, actually. It was like, ooh, too good for our 20. All right.
I don't know. Say if you were a garbage man and somebody gave you a case of beer. That must be hard to carry around for the rest of the day, too. It seems
I know. Except when I collect do you collect sanitation, or are you a sanitation worker collecting trash?
I personally don't collect sanitation, but...
Yeah, sanitation would be the cleaning. So when I collect the trash,
mm-hmm.
I have a big truck that I drive around in that hauls, you know, hundreds of pounds and actually thousands of pounds of stuff. I think I might be able to
you put throw it in the back, beer on it. Have the garbage truck throw it back up.
But I'm sure there's room in the cab for it.
It's true. Yeah, that's all you want driving around.
Yeah, I know, because I'm sure you're going to get pulled over.
You should give your garbage man a keg of beer this year and see what he does with it. Awesome. See how he gets that around.
Give your garbage man an open beer and then see if there's garbage around the rest of the blocks after you for the next, like, hour.
What other public servant does... It's garbage mail, mailman, garbage man, mailman.
Garbage mail.
Fireman, you don't tip. They get the short
McAfee.
End of the stick.
I have McAfee on my computer. Gets rid of all the garbage mail.
You tip that? How much you tip that?
No, garbage man, mailman.
Fireman get screwed.
Yeah, well, I mean, if I'm seeing a fireman, I probably got bigger problems to worry about than how much I'm tipping him.
Or an EMT person. So.
Yeah.
I'm having a heart attack. Do you have my tip?
Do you tip after?
I'm not so sure this defibrillator is going to work unless there's a 20.
I don't do mouth for mouth for anything under 50.
Do you give him? You take care of me now, and I'll give you the rest, the other half later.
10 now. I give you 10 now. I'll give you the other 10 after my quadruple bypass.
If I make it.
What else? I guess, well, if you have kids.
Crossing ladies?
You got to tip your kids now?
No, when you have kids, you're going to tip.
This holiday stuff's getting out of control.
You're going to have to tip their teachers.
My girl doesn't get tipped. My wife doesn't get tipped. She gets gifts.
Teachers getting gifts.
Same thing. That's what I mean.
Did anyone ever give her an apple?
Yeah, if they did, she threw it back right in their face. I mean, she doesn't eat that. No, you know what? She gets her class.
She doesn't eat meat.
Her class is very rich this year, and she thinks she's going to make out pretty well.
Like a bandit?
Like
the proverbial bandit she'll be making out?
But she'll get massages, like hour massages. Gifts like crazy
this
gifts.
This is the sexiest school ever.
Yeah, lavish gifts. Massages, diamond earrings, a car. Somebody gave her a car one time.
Wow, that was really must be a really great school. It's a really great school.
Except she doesn't actually. They don't give her like a gift card. They're just like, hey, let me give you a massage for a little while.
And that's what I was thinking. Like, hey, let me rub you down a little bit. What grade does she teach?
Get the
first
car.
First grade.
So first grade kids putting baby oil on their hands and saying, "Come here."
That's disgusting.
Come here, Mrs. Does she go by Mrs. Gunch?
Yes,
now?
It's Mrs. Gunch.
That was always wasn't that a weird dynamic? Did you ever have a teacher who got married throughout the school year? And she was at the beginning of the year she was Miss somebody, and at the end of the year she was Mrs. somebody else.
That's why we got married during the summer. She didn't want to mess the kids up.
That would blow my mind as a first grader.
As a third grader,
absolutely blow my mind.
Mrs. Bernstein became Mrs. Funk.
That's worse than Gunch. Wow,
Sharon Funk.
Is that worse or better?
Well, she goes, my wife goes, the kids go to her, "You going to lunch, Mrs. Gunch?" That's what. That's their big joke. So she gets really, she cries about it.
A zinger. A zinger.
She cries about it. No, Funk is worse than Gunch, definitely.
Yeah.
Funk is better than Gunch. I would love to have be taught by Mrs. Funk.
Oh.
I had two, and I'm trying to remember what their names are, because I had somebody became, Mrs. Crane became Mrs. Horahan. Huh. Or Miss Crane became Mrs. Horahan. And who's the other one? Mrs. Baresta.
Did it weird you out though when it changed?
No, this was high school. Like I was basically an adult at that point. Really didn't make a difference.
You let Mrs. Horahan get away with that name?
Well, she wasn't my teacher. She was
you whoring again, Mrs. Horahan.
I actually when I would see her, I'd say, "You going to lunch, Mrs. Horahan?" But it didn't work. And she'd be like, "Why? Yes, I am. I have a sandwich. Why?"
Your wife should say her last name is Guns. That'll change their outlook on
that's
everything.
That's true. Isn't that what your that's what your brother does already.
No. Her brother's ashamed.
So we're having some complaints in the chat room that we work in a cave. They're having trouble seeing us. And I was wondering why we're not turning the lights on in here.
Because I
look at us.
As much as I'd like to be cooked by the end of the show, I'd rather not.
It's really hot. You can't turn it on a little
bit. It's ridiculously hot.
His head is literally about 7 inches from the halogen bulb. If you want to put it on and put on the air conditioning, blasting hot is the only thing I could recommend. Okay. It's
People have TVs or?
There's lots of pregame shows that you could be watching right now.
No, it's cool. Let's watch the fat bald guy burn. It's fine.
Let's watch the fat pale guy turn into the fat red guy as the show goes on.
Oh, man.
Awesome. So, yeah, teachers and school and tipping. I don't know what to say. By the way, you listen to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, exclusively on TPX Radio. Well, we got a new chat room. I hope you guys don't hate it. It's Ustream. Unfortunately, you can't see Keith anymore. Because we can't have two cameras in the room because this new inferior product is a piece of garbage and I hate it. I wish everyone would move over to Pal Talk.
I can't get any kind of chat. Was the last comment in the chat room LOL?
That actually means
usually
that means laugh.
Actually, no. Sam Hain in the chat room says that he misses Keith.
It's pronounced Samhain, bro. Oh,
sorry.
All right, now I see that. Okay, I'm on a little bit of a lag.
I'm sorry. I'm enthralled.
Radio.
I went to see Ween play last night.
Yeah,
that's right. Details. Yeah.
It was a big rock show, and I realized that I hate them. Not the band, exactly, but big rock shows at all. I hate it.
How long did they play?
2.5 hours, which was short, I thought.
I think they play longer usually.
For Ween, yeah. But they
like
played,
to boss it up sometimes.
Yeah, 20-minute drum solo.
Oh, no.
That sounds great.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
That sounds great.
And I know you had the watch out, so I'm not even going to question if that's an estimate.
Yeah, I timed the whole thing.
What do you hate most about the rock shows, Vanessa?
The people at the rock shows would be the thing that I hate.
I gotta go back for a second here. I'm sorry. I was answering an instant message at that point. This was during Ween itself that there was a 20-minute drum solo or their opening act?
There was no opening act, which I was very thankful for because...
Why would there be a 20-minute drum solo during Ween?
Why
for the same
be?
Reason that they do a 25-minute version of Poop Ship Destroyer.
But see, but that's at least a song of theirs. Like, Dean or Gene doesn't play drums in that band. Why would there be a drum solo for 20 minutes?
They got this black guy.
Oh, okay. Affirmative action. I understand.
Yeah. And so what do they do for those 20 minutes? Are they just chilling? Are they just drinking
honestly,
beers?
They,
what
no,
smoking a cigarette?
They all turn towards him with respect. Uh-huh. And every once in a while, you think it's going to end because he goes really crazy. You know, like a drum solo is kind of like... And then all of a sudden, it's like... Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. And so, you know, you think you're building the crescendo. And so then they get kind of like, yeah. They're like bouncing a little bit. And then it dies down, and the crowd applauds, and then he breaks into another one.
And as it stops, it goes...
Exactly.
It'd be great if they put on, like, iPods, started listening, didn't even pay attention to the drum solo.
I saw Ween at... what the hell was the name of the place?
Did the crowd go incredibly over the top and faking their enthusiasm for the drum solo when it was over?
Absolutely.
A pity clap.
I would take a 20-minute guitar solo in the middle of Buckingham Green, maybe, if I saw Ween.
See, but a guitar solo, like, you understand, it would be one of them doing it, you know? Like, the fact that it's an other guy in the band that's like has a 20-minute solo doesn't make sense.
And I'm not a guitar solo fan at all, but in that song,
what are you talking about? You have a Steve Vai tattoo on your stomach. What are you talking about? I'm trying to think where I saw them. It was, I can't remember the name of the place that I saw them at, but it was a really, it was a couple years ago. I keep saying Champs in my head, but it wasn't called Champs. Whatever. It's irrelevant where it was. But this was, my favorite thing was, it was such a packed show that you had to fight to get all the way up to the front. And then once I was relatively close to that front, I realized that I'd been drinking a lot of beer and had to go to the bathroom. Awful. And, you know, then the thoughts went through my head. It was like, crap, I got to go all the way back to the bathroom and fight my way back up here again. No.
I'm peeing right here.
Why would I bother with that? So that's my favorite Ween show memory, is the fact that I didn't go any place to go to the bathroom. I just stood right there.
Well, you held it in or you went?
No, I peed all over myself.
Yeah. In pantaloons?
In my pantaloons. Oh. I just stood there and peed on myself.
Animal. You're an animal.
You are gross.
I was young. I may have
Were you three?
Yeah. I may have been, my senses may have been a little impaired from things other than beer. I was a mess.
You ruined your My Little Pony underwear, probably.
I know.
God. And no one smelled you? No one touched you?
Of course
you?
They smelled
you. I'm sure they did, but it was, I mean, like, it was a sweaty group of guys just all piled up against each other. It
you know what the worst
anyway.
Thing in the world
you
is?
To remind you it was a Ween show?
The worst thing in the world for the people around you is to realize that there's piss on your pants and that you didn't do it.
Well, I didn't actually, you know, take my friend out and start spraying about and around. It just went down my legs. Like, you know, it was on me.
But
literally.
People were bumping into you and stuff, right? You had to be bumped into.
Sexy. I mean, it was Ween. It wasn't like it was a mosh pit or anything. True. You know, it was. I'm sure they smelt it. Don't get me wrong. But, I mean, it's up.
You didn't crowd surf during Bananas and Blow? No crowd surfing for you?
This is pre-Bananas and Blow. This is a long time
ago. Song-wise or you-wise?
No, just song-wise. I'm trying to think. What the hell's the name of the place? I keep thinking like Buddies or Champs.
Tramps,
I think, might be the name of the place.
It was a small
place.
Yes.
Tramps, I saw Sun.
Was Tramps that far of a fight to the bathroom?
When there's a crowd of people around
there is,
you.
There is. Because you got to go through a bar, right?
I was thinking like Roseland or something.
No, it wasn't a huge place like that. No, it was Tramps.
Bar. Are you sure it wasn't the sporting goods store, Champs?
Yes, actually, it was.
Models.
They were playing over by the Nikes, and I got to go all the way to the Reeboks to go to the bathroom? Forget that. I'm trying to think who else I saw that. I also saw Son of Eve do their what do you call it, like, when you're doing, like, a thing for record companies?
Jerks.
I think that was it. They were doing their jerks for record. No, it's like when they're showing their wares and seeing if they'll get signed.
Whoa. An audition.
Yeah, it wasn't quite an audition. Like, there was a bunch of record
CMJ.
Company people there. It wasn't that though, because it wasn't open. That was the thing. Like, you had to be invited because it was only record company people and like friends of the bands that were there.
I think they call it internet radio.
No. Nowhere near that. There were way more listeners. At least like 7 people.
And you did the same thing there at the Son of Eve show. Yes. No one there.
Well, see, that was the only other time I was at the place. There were chairs then. People were sitting at tables. It was so nice.
Oh, it was classy that time.
Yeah, I was able to walk to the bathroom.
Was there a balcony?
No. There was no balcony. There was a little step up from like the little dance floor area where people could stand, which was where the bar was.
Those guys played too. At least most of the room got the joke because no one else in the world.
Paulie Schild is sitting at home right now slapping his knees saying, "Oh, you got me, guys. You got me." Oh, wait, that's right. He doesn't listen.
He might actually.
I actually bumped into him at the supermarket. He's like, "Wow, you guys really doing an internet radio show? It's great. I got to come in and, you know, you guys do music at all? Come in and play and do stuff." I was like, "Yeah, sure, no problem." I haven't seen him since. That was like 7. That was like 2 years ago. That was the third day of the show.
Well, if he invites us to his next Tramps gig, maybe.
Awesome. So, I'm trying to think. The last great.
I can't do rock shows anymore just because of the crowds. Oh, I can't be in crowds anymore.
It's awful.
I can't do it. Me too. It's bad.
I've been to all different kinds of shows, and what I realize is that the same people are there no matter what show you go to. Like, I mean, everything from, you know...
The stereotypes or the actual people?
No, the stereotypes, like...
Hey, Chip.
Like the... Like that's the inappropriately friendly touching guy, you know, that stands next to you and like...
That you know or that you...
No, that you don't know.
Hippie.
And he's inappropriately touching you or someone that he knows?
This may be a girl
a thing
that they do at to girls. I had one last night, though, that was you're standing there, and then he wants to help you. Like, oh, you can scoot over a little bit. So he has to put his hand on your lower
on
back.
Your waist.
To, like, you know, to guide you. Yeah, inappropriately friendly touching guy.
Hey, wait. Oh, no, you're going to the bathroom? Yeah, let me wipe that for you. Don't worry about it. That guy?
That is gross.
And then there's the woo people. Which could be like a guy or a girl.
I was just saying, like Raekwon or
now the kind of that one.
Oh, he's so.
Oh my
sorry.
God, they had to be in full force during the drum solo.
Yeah, it was right in my ear, and this girl did that right in my ear, and I made a big display of acting annoyed because you know,
see, generally
I'm a jerk like that, and she went. Did that hurt your ear? I said, meet me outside. I'm going to punch you.
See, generally when something like that happens, I think the appropriate move is to, you know, to kind of be a jerk about it, but not be like, oh, wait, hold on. Get the left one, too, because I could still hear a little bit out of that one.
Then the makeout.
What a sharp hit to the back of the head.
The makeout couple. The gratuitous makeout couple.
Because they couldn't do that at home.
No, they can't do it at home. They have to do it near you.
That's what Keith and I were known
gross.
At shows as, the makeout couple.
I remember telling you get a room quite often, Chris. I remember.
The spilling people.
Oh, spilling beer all over you?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, would the pissing in his pants guy be considered one of the spilling people? Or does he get his own
I didn't realize I knew that guy. See, that guy's now I'm on the couch with him and I'm a little concerned.
The bathroom's far away. I just want to tip you off to that.
Yeah.
See, that guy's in a different level than those other people, though. That's almost like if you saw a guy sitting there eating glass, you almost accept that guy's just out of his mind. You know?
There's the guy.
I'm an ABC no Rio at a Gigi Allen show.
There's the guy in front of you who dances a little too emphatically, and then there's a guy urinating himself, which I think I'd rub up against the dancer.
The devil horns guy, the guy that can't stop giving the devil horns.
That might be me actually. I devil horn.
But and this particular devil horns guy that was near me was. He was like a bald, nerdy guy, you know, because I was at Ween. And it didn't matter. Like, I thought maybe it was just the rockin' songs he was going to do it. You know, like, he would like, yeah, and start with the devil horns. He did it for the acoustics. He did it. Yeah, he did it all night. Every song. Two fists in the air with the devil horns.
Dude.
Go ahead,
I don't know if this is going to be too local, but Vito in the chat room asked if you saw Ron or Nick at the Ween show.
No, I believe they went the night before.
That is then just a local. Those are just friends. Yes. That's okay.
We got to put that on the demo reel.
Yeah, that's honestly important.
I'm one of those guys at the concert that can't wait to get out of the concert. I cannot wait to get home. My social anxiety has been horrible as I get older.
Do you understand? The last show I went to was with you.
Where was that?
The last show I went to go see was with you. Your former girlfriend and my wife, we went to... Actually, it wasn't my wife. She was my girlfriend at the time. We went to go see Bright Eyes.
That's right.
That's literally the last show I went to, like 5 years ago.
But that was like a theater show. We sat down.
It was annoying. You had to walk out to go have your beers. Like, you couldn't, like, bring your beers inside. They complained if you did. You're supposed to drink them outside.
Totally.
What's the name of that place? Like Carnegie Hall or whatever it was? The Brooklyn something.
Was it the Brooklyn Academy of Music?
The Crappy Music Emporium?
Yeah, it might as well have been.
Brooklyn Academy of Music. Bam.
I think it might have been. I don't know. But that's the last show I went. Like, I don't go to shows at all anymore. And that one, like I said, that was even highfalutin that I got to sit someplace. The last time I actually, like, you know...
rocked it out?
I rocked out with the regular folks was... I don't even know. I mean, like, does going to see your friends' bands count at local little places?
No.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even have a clue. I buy
tickets to shows, and then I get mad that day because I really don't want to go. Like, I think the last show I saw, I haven't seen Vanessa in a long time. The last concert I was at was with her, I believe.
Oingo Boingo?
No. It was Echo and the Money Man.
Absolutely not.
Oh, no, I did see Depeche Mode twice last year. That was probably after.
Did you also see Morrissey somewhat recently?
That was like 3 years ago.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, I didn't see him any of the last times around. You know what? That Depeche Mode show at PNC was actually not bad because... We had like a blanket on that lawn area, and there weren't really that many people around, considering. So it was, you know,
blanket on the lawn brings it to my head.
That's the last band you saw.
The last thing I probably saw was probably like one of the Lollapaloozas. That really might be really? As What did I go see? I don't go see bands.
I thought you were about to launch into song.
Oh, you're not interested in music. I forgot.
Yeah, music, that's not for me.
What about that Screwdriver concert you went to like 2 weeks
yes,
ago?
Yes, I went in 1982. I went to Screwdriver.
The Echo and the Bunnymen show wasn't bad, but didn't they take like 4 hours to go on stage, I think?
Yeah, there was an opening band, which I hate. Not that particular one, just the concept of an opening band. Yeah. Like, I don't want to see
And they had a name
like
Boys or Girls or something, but they would just sound like Fall Out Boy or something.
Girls of the New Boys, new record coming out from Monty Love. Check out MontyLove.com.
There was also the Frat Boy, the I Just Heard of This Band Last Month Frat Boys there at that show. You know,
was he at the were any of those at the Ween show last night?
Yeah.
Frat Dudes?
A Ween show is a special place because it really is just just like... There's a dozen different guys there, and then you see them repeated 7,000 times. You know, it's all the same guy.
Well, at least you got a dozen of them.
Yeah.
Ween opens it up a little bit. You got a dozen of the same people.
A lot of chicks? More guys or chicks? Any chicks there?
Very few chicks. Very few chicks. It was.
You get your hippie chick there.
In fact, as we, there was a big line to get in, and... as we were cruising down the line, I was like, wow, this is a real sausage fest. Like, because it was all guys.
It's good for you, though.
No. I don't like boys that way.
I'm sorry. It's good for you and Bri. I'm sorry.
Aren't you the lucky winner? Look at this. A bunch of sweaty, smelly guys.
I love checking out packages at a show.
I just like eating sausages.
But where would a guy be, and he walks in, and he's like, this is a fish party in here. This stinks. It's a fish party. There's too many chicks in here, bro. Let's get out of here.
I'm a tremendous fan of a flounder party. I'm a tremendous fan. Holy crap.
The salmon. There's no salmon up this stream. Oh. What's happening?
I saw Erasure in 1992.
Of course you did.
And that was a fish? That was a fish market
I
over
could,
there?
I can tell you right now, and I'm not to brag, I could have gone home with probably any guy that night. Yeah. They wanted me so bad.
Wait, what year?
That includes the band as well. 1992.
Okay, so you were probably about 74 pounds at this show.
I was 18. I was like 130 pounds. I could still get some guys. Priests.
Yeah, by sitting on them. You'll beat them into submission and sit on them. Fat guys making fun of fat guys is funny.
I think I did it to you already, though.
Yeah, I know. No backsies. I like. I'm trying to think. I really can't think of anything that I've gone to go see. Like, I don't go to shows at all anymore. I'm an old man.
Are you going to be going to the big Christmas show coming up at the end of this month? Right.
Whoa.
No, it's not what you think it is.
Oh, okay.
No. I actually think we were actually asked to get involved in that.
We've discussed it.
For Best in Show. I honestly
radio show?
Yes, We the Radio Show. And I think maybe this is the best platform to discuss it.
Okay.
What the hell could we do at a show like to be involved?
Without looking like a-holes.
Yeah. Like, I mean, like, what do we
do? Sit up on stage and.
Yeah, what are we going to be the MCs? Like,
no,
hey,
no,
guys.
No.
Coming up next, it's Qantas Never Crashed. Put your hands together.
I'm actually paying bucket bass for the Wahoo Skipple Crazies that day.
Just that day? You're part of the group now?
No, just that day. The bucket bass player is leaving, but I'm going to try it out.
So there you go. Fred's got a cover. We don't even have to show up.
Exactly.
Just wear a Best in Show tie.
I was saying maybe you could sit the people around and read your own, like, a night before Christmas. You know, you could write your own night
Do you think
Christmas.
We could be a band? Could we throw together a couple songs?
No. Maybe perform? Absolutely not. Absolutely
Only
not.
Only Brian sings. Brian sings, I'll do the band. Let's go, and we'll do like all bit really horrible stuff.
I just want us to have a cannon that shoots t-shirts into the crowd. That's all I care about.
No, more like
How about my
chips.
Left arm? I'll lob them up there. But it's whatever t-shirts we have laying around the house. So somebody's going to get like a ripped Ministry shirt or something.
I say, I want them just to have my Qantas Never Crashed t-shirt.
I definitely have a Fallacy shirt.
Can I have that?
But everyone there is going to have one anyway.
Instead of you giving it away, can I have it?
But you guys are really going to do it? What are you going to do? Yeah. Introduce the band?
I love that it's you guys. Like, you're sitting on the outside.
Yeah, totally. Well, because you're trying to duck out by being actually in a band.
I'm in a band that day, dude. Yeah. I got to focus on what I'm doing that day. If
we're
I don't
not,
focus, I'm going to mess up.
I'm sorry. I can't do that.
Oh, I had no desire to MC. That's why I said I think it's kind of ridiculous that that's the way. I don't know how we can have some sort of involvement in it.
This is our involvement.
The fact that we're promoting the hell out of it on the show. Yeah. You know what? We should give them an MP3 of this that someone could hold their iPod up to a microphone right before the show. That, hey, all right, ready? Do your, like, all right, do it. This is your MCing. You got it.
Wait.
What is the it that we're talking about?
What's the Christmas show?
That's a good idea. It's at Martini Red, a local venue on Staten Island.
I don't live here.
The Martini Red Holiday Special featuring Tryptophan and the Wahoo Skiffle Crazies and...
Paragraph, right? Paragraph.
Probably.
That's my favorite, what's that band? Def Leppard song. Paragraph.
No, that's called Pour Some Sugar On Me. That's
oh, right. Sorry.
Will Church of Man Love be making an appearance?
No.
No?
No. Old men.
You maybe retire. Some other time, some other day. Some other
you
year.
Would double the attendance.
It's like a secret show, you know?
I think that... I would love to be able to try and parlay it into something, and maybe it'd be fun, but, like, I can't see
I was shocked to hear that you were even considering coming, like, that you would leave your
house. No, I'm not.
Oh, you're not going. Okay.
I'm saying, but for the show, you guys have to represent. And just wear a t-shirt with my face on it, so I'm there, too.
Yeah, I just don't know.
I just don't know what we could do for a show. Like, you know,
if anyone wants to suggest something,
yeah, by all means. I mean, I don't know. Like, it'd be one thing if it was like a skate demo or something, and we were sitting there giving stuff away, but didn't have to perform. Like, if it's at a performance, like,
why don't you do a scene from like Goodfellas or something? You and Keith up there,
get your shoebox. If anyone from any of the bands besides the Wahoo Skiffle Crazies is actually listening to our show right now, maybe they can give a suggestion.
Yeah, but you understand what I'm saying? Like, I could understand it being a promotional thing where you're going to sit and say, hey, we do this show, blah, blah, blah. But if it's in a performance aspect, I don't see how you could do a live performance of a radio show someplace. Like, it, without it being, like, hokey.
Yes.
Yeah, I just don't, I can't
just
see
just get a banner and hang it up. What if I just make little signs and block all that guy's Obama signs that he's got hanging up?
I don't even understand what you're talking about.
I know somebody there, I think somebody that DJs there has all these Obama 08 signs hanging up. I don't necessarily think it's the owners. I don't, but maybe it is. It's their place. But so maybe I'll just put me 08.
But not Keith, just the words.
No, me,
yeah.
.com.
I'm going to put Wesley Clark over.
You know, I think me might get my vote. I think it would vote for me.
That Christian rock band we wanted to start up.
Oh my God, Chalice?
Yeah.
Any band related thing would require practice that will never happen.
I could practice once.
Although I will say, one of the church.
Awesome. Could you practice double for me?
Yeah.
One of the Church of Man Love shows, it was me, you, and Nick. And I think you and Nick got together on stage at wherever it was and hadn't seen each other in like a year.
Yep.
And that was the practice.
Absolutely. I mean, the thing is, we knew the songs then, at least. Like, we both came in knowing the songs. It's like, all right, we got it. You know, we're professionals. We could pull this off. Or semi-amateurs. But still, we could pull this off. Nick, you're a professional. You can cover up for my amateur. Yeah, that's actually more what it is. But
we could play the Crimbo to Mars song on a big tape player or something.
Oh, my God.
That's tough for radio guys to do. I don't know how they do that. Like, host shows.
If you have a following, yeah. Like, I can understand it. Like, for us, the fact of the matter is the majority of the people that listen to our show are not our friends from this local area. So for us to be there doing it, it's just like, it's like weird. Like, yes. They wouldn't even care.
They wouldn't even know. They're like, who are these
wait,
people?
Oh,
what's
wait.
Going on?
Aren't these old guys that used to be in bands that my older brother used to see? Like, that's about the reaction.
I wonder
get.
If that's the intent, though. You get out there.
Oh, wait, it is a Ron
Hill
show.
People see you, and then they go and find out about you. Like, maybe we would get listeners by doing that.
True. You have to do a funny stunt, though.
I really don't.
You guys got it. You guys
come into Santa Claus and Mrs. Santa Claus.
That was my idea originally, but I don't know.
And have all Ron's
dogs.
That was
like, hey, bro, that was my idea. That was an idea that I had, but.
But you guys should be in half shirts. But full Santa Claus and Mrs. Santa Claus gear.
Would you be an elf?
I would be an elf.
I'd elf it up just to see him.
That's kind of the whole look we're acting gay thing.
And
you know, I would never do something like that. Not in a non-musical performance, anyway.
I'm looking at a photo right to my right of me that will tell different.
Musical related. With a little help from a horse.
We'll just throw you up there, Chris.
Wow!
We'll just throw you up there, Chris. You'll be fine.
A horse I like to call Smacky.
Yeah, I'm amazed at you. You're right there.
Now, the only listeners we have heard all the stories on the Brown Lodge anyway, so it doesn't matter.
I'll be honest. I'm confident that if thrown on stage, with like an acoustic guitar that I could somehow put together some sort of show immediately, but I just don't think that that's the proper way to try and promote Best in Show.
Mm-hmm. You guys don't do like gimmick songs or anything. So.
You could totally do a whole bunch of Christmas songs.
I do. Yeah, I do this whole thing. I love it here in Hymie Town. It's set to it's set to Allentown by Billy Joel. Oh, it's terrific.
Ugh.
Yeah, well, yeah. The song parodies have never. How about we do a live version of the duh, duh. That's the closest.
If you just talk, it'll happen.
That's the closest thing that we have to a parody song.
Well,
yeah. We should just save the songs for the next day for our own little Christmas show.
Oh, the next day. That's right. We're doing a show the next day, right?
Yeah, of course.
I think, judging from that sigh of relief, three of us are going to be doing a Christmas show.
I'm going to be out of town for the 23rd, so if we want to...
Are you leaving the night of the 23rd?
I'm leaving before, like, Thursday.
Brian has an unbelievable love of Jesus, and he has to go around celebrating his fancy fake birthday. It's the most important...
He goes around, so...
Yeah, it's the most important thing to
him. He's going to convert.
My family, amongst my family, they're those idiots who believe in God, you know what I mean, and celebrate his birth.
Do they go caroling in the neighborhood? Are they the people that knock on your door?
Be like, do you think that I would be related to any carol? Do you think a caroler has ever been in my gene?
I figured that's how you got this way. There was a caroler in your family.
So, yes, I'll be leaving town for Christmas and not here for the 23rd.
You know, not for nothing, you bring up caroling. There's definitely something to be said for holiday season stuff, though. Like, I definitely get into Christmas.
But if somebody knocked on your door and started singing for you, I'd be like, get out of my... What are you singing for me? I don't want you to sing for me. I don't have any money. Get away. That's because that's what they're doing it for, money.
All he'd have to do is extend his foot and have them tumble down the stairs.
Just nod them.
I would just yell, do Freebird the whole time. I don't think I've ever had a caroler show up at my house. Are you actually cold?
Neither have I. I never had a caroler. Caloriler.
I would never.
Just don't do the devil ones.
I'm not a big fan. I'm not a big fan of caroling, but everything else. Like, I find myself. I'm not even screwing around. Like, once the holiday season starts, which I guess officially it's begun now, then I'll sometimes find myself in the supermarket, and I swear, and I'm not joking around. Like, that'll be like humming to myself, to myself, not out loud,
circus music
to myself. But I definitely find myself like getting psyched on Christmas. I was like, hey, you know what? Maybe we do need a quart of eggnog in the house. Yeah, I love it. Come on.
See, and any of those people that are claiming it, anything, you know. The people out in the malls going crazy shopping right now, they can't claim it has anything to do with religion.
Oh, I'm shopping! Oh! I love going crazy shopping.
Oh, I love Jesus! I love Jesus!
Oh my God! Commerce!
Yeah, they can't claim that it has anything to do with religion anyway, so, you know, it's like, it's...
They're idiots.
And it has nothing to do with religion because it's...
They're idiots. Amazon.com. You don't got to go crazy any place. Go crazy in your house. Amazon.com. Love it.
You know, it's just family and tradition, and you have to be with family and all that stuff. And
yeah, I don't really know so much about that. I don't know so much about having to be with family.
Well, no, you're going to be with your family, not your extended family, but you have a family of your own. That's what's lucky
about.
I'm
not going to throw them out on December 25th. Yeah, I'll still be with the people I live with that day.
That's what's kind of lucky about like getting married and having a family. Like, you don't have to go to your other families. You know, you can just stay with your own family.
I've pulled off not being having to go to those for years. I don't understand the responsibility aspect of feeling like you have to be someplace that you don't want to be. Who cares?
Because it's out of respect a little bit. You're not going to see.
Respect them.
You don't respect.
Is it that bad?
You don't respect your mother and your father and your wife's mother and father. Of course you do.
No, like, my wife's mother and father, they're fantastic. But I go there because I actually enjoy going to their house. Like, I haven't before I was married. Like, I would. Back in the olden days, you know, when I used to ride a wood-wheeled wagon to school or whatever, like when I used to live on Clove Road, like for Thanksgiving, I would go to McDonald's and get chicken McNuggets because, believe it or not, McDonald's is actually open on Thanksgiving. And
to work at Thanksgiving at McDonald's.
And that's what I would do for Thanksgiving. Like, I don't go to family. I couldn't care less. Like, I'm not a fan of most of my family.
I feel sad for you. I really do sometimes.
Don't. You shouldn't. You shouldn't feel sad for me because I got to be honest with you, I am so contented. It's unreal.
Content?
Contented, even.
Really?
Yeah. At this point
in
my life...
be content.
Yeah. At this point, I mean, I have my own... nuclear family that I'm a tremendous like I love my family and I'm all good with my family, the family that I've chosen.
Yes,
I've chosen and created.
Of course, all of us.
Yes, exactly. The one that I was born into, I don't necessarily have so much pride in, and don't really want to be involved with.
You're an only child too, right?
Yes. What's up, buddy?
I think I spent Christmas Eve with you last year.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Up until I went to my in-laws' house, which was at like, you know, 3
you had to go to your family.
Yeah.
Did you have family commitments? You had to go to your in-laws.
No, it wasn't a commitment. Like I just said 30 seconds ago, I actually like my wife's family, and I go there because I enjoy it, not because I'm committed. It's because
unlike
it's fun
you.
To go there.
Do you think your mother and your father had another kid, and you had a brother from your mother and father that
My father does have an. Oh, you're not saying my
no,
half-sister.
I'm talking from
she
your,
doesn't count.
No,
someone
yes.
that actually is worthy
real
of
blood.
Love.
Real blood.
Official right. sibling.
Official sibling.
Yes.
That went to you know, your parents' house during the holidays, you wouldn't visit them and see him or her, your brothers?
You're asking me to suppose about a relationship with a person that doesn't exist. It's impossible for me to say. Depending on, I mean, inferring what I would expect a sibling relationship to be, I'm sure I'd want to hang out with them, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't say I'm sure. I guess I'd want to.
I can say if I had a sister, I probably wouldn't kill her. But, like, I don't know how much else I could really say. You know?
You're an
like,
only child, too?
No, I have an older brother.
An older brother, okay. Mm-hmm. Do you, what, you want to see him on the holidays? Do you like
I want to kill him most of the time, but I just I don't like him.
I don't know. I like seeing family.
It means there's he's a sibling.
There's something comforting about seeing family.
You actually have like kind of a cool family, though.
Yeah.
Because I like your family, too.
They're cool. They don't talk
I'd
about
like
anything.
I'd like to see your mom
That's
on
awesome.
A date.
Oh, no, come
but
on.
No, I don't mean it in a bad way. I mean it in a nice way. Your mom's an attractive young lady. I've kissed her sister on the lips.
Oh, man.
No, but your dad's cool. Your mom's cool. Your brother's cool. Like, I like
I know,
your family.
Nice.
Sorry, you're amongst the family of people. Like, you're amongst the people that I've chosen to be part of my life because I like you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's different. It's different. Like I didn't choose my family, and the majority of my family are really. I'm not even saying my dad because my dad's pretty cool. My dad's pretty cool, and his family's pretty cool. But like my mom's family is really pretty awful. They're really pretty much worthless people.
Are you going to cry right now? I see a little tear.
Yeah, hold on.
I really do. I see.
Hold on. Look.
Stress it out. Get it out of there.
He needs a hug.
Get your finger out of your eye, dude.
I'm trying to force a tear out. Here,
he gets he gets filled with incredible anger. Wait,
hold on.
He talks about them, but never tears.
Look, I'm crying. I'm crying. Oh, wait. I guess by spreading my drink underneath my eyes, those aren't tears?
Your tears taste like vodka.
Wow. Delicious. Wait, why did I just waste that? Yeah, no, I don't particularly care for my family. My family is filled with inconsiderate, nasty drunks. Wait a minute.
Whose isn't?
Wait a minute.
Whose isn't?
Was I just talking about myself? they're just people I don't like. I don't like them. I don't want to be associated with people I don't like. I choose the people that are involved in my life, and I like to.
All right, dude,
people.
Stop talking about it. I won't bring it up anymore. Jeez.
No, me. Me, me, me. You're listening to Me, Me, Me on MeMeMe.com.
I'm voting for you.
In 08? You'll listen to Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com exclusively on TPX Radio. If you want to join the festivities, the holiday talk of who you hate in your family, 877-744-6405. If you want to get us in the chat room, go to tpxradio.com. You probably did already, otherwise you probably won't hear us. Blah, blah, blah. Best in Show, Chris, Brian, Keith.
And Keith.
And Fred and Vanessa, even though they don't have their instant messengers with them.
Yeah, Best in Show News, that's news. Right.
Awesome. So shall I pick up my notebook now and actually start on things I want to talk about on the show today or no?
Nah, I just want to sing Christmas carols. I was in Sears yesterday and they played one of my favorite Christmas songs.
Which is?
And I was very happy.
Which is what?
It's called One Christmas Catalog.
What?
By Captain Sensible of the Damned.
Christmas what? Shoes?
They were playing it in Sears?
They were playing it in Sears, believe it or not. The first time I've heard that song was only a couple of years ago in Urban Outfitters. Which that I understand, but, you know.
Because they're being cool.
Yeah.
And you were in Urban Outfitters because you're cool?
I can't believe that.
It was outside, actually. They were playing it outside.
You've only heard the song twice in your life? Once in Urban Outfitters, once in Sears?
No, I yes. I don't make it to Pathmark that much. Where else am I going to hear it?
What blouse did you get at Urban Outfitters?
What did I get at Urban Outfitters? I was with my wife, girlfriend at the time, so I was bra shopping, as you like to say.
Bra
as a matter
strap.
Of fact, it was definitely a day that you were mad at me for not being at your house for watching football because I had to go to Daffy's and Urban Outfitters. But, you know. That's the special type of guy that I am.
I don't think I've ever been in Urban Outfitters. I've ordered from them online. I don't think I've ever seen.
See, I've never even purchased anything from them. I just go to hear the music. So you're worse.
I have
I don't fit their clothes. As much as I would like to get like a
I don't think I bought clothes there.
a shirt that says, like, Jesus is my co-pilot with him sitting there with a cigar in a plane that's, like, in a boy small, I don't think I would fit.
Or a pair of skinny jeans.
Yeah. You know?
I have my gangster rapper coloring book came from Urban Outfitters, and I have, like, I have a dashboard, like, little bobblehead Jesus thing for my car. That's the only stuff I got from there.
They're incredibly overpriced, whether it's clothing or whatever little tchotchkes you want to get in the basement.
I guess we're overpriced. Shooting ourselves in the foot of getting them as an advertiser for Best in Show.
No, we locked them in the contract already, so now we can dog them.
Early
there's nothing more urban than kids from Nebraska using their credit cards that their parents gave them on the way to NYU. Right.
So earlier this week we had a very emotional day, a couple of emotional days, a couple of emotional things going right at the beginning of the week. There was a lot of tragedy that took place in the world of football, the world of heavy metal. And as I woke up on Tuesday morning, one of the two, I'm listening to, it was Tuesday.
They're both days.
Yeah, they are. On Tuesday morning I woke up and I got in the car to drive to work and listened to the radio as they explained the horrible, the tragedies of the day that happened. Kevin Dubrow from Quiet Riot passing away. Sean Taylor, defensive player for the Washington Redskins, passing away. And the other dramatic story of Kanye West being in jail because the doctor that performed the surgery on his mom that eventually killed her was found dead, and that Kanye was actually in police custody being questioned.
That's not true.
Well, these were the three things I heard on the radio on Tuesday morning as I went to work. And I went and I told my boss about the story. And I told the vice president of provisioning at my
Cheney?
Company. Yes.
You actually got me, too. I told a couple people I worked with.
I posted it on our message board. It was dramatic. It was huge. Because I couldn't believe it. That, to me, was the most shocking, was the whole Kanye West thing. And then Brian suggested on the message board when people said, wait, that's not true. That didn't happen. And then Brian said, oh, it must be part of Make Stuff Up Tuesday. Apparently, I've been had by those silly, wacky, zany fellas, Opie and Anthony, this week, and I've been had. And I fell for Make Stuff Up Tuesday, and I went and started telling people what's going on. My boss was all freaking out to him. What's happening to the world? I thought Kanye's whole thing was that he wasn't violent, like that he's a regular guy.
It's funny, when I saw that, when I saw your post, initially I just assumed it was true also. And my first thought was, wow, finally a violent rap-related crime that I could really get behind.
Yeah, I've been had with their wacky, zany, their bit. Then I looked further into it after Brian said it must be part of Make Stuff Up Tuesday. I thought Brian was making a joke, and then I found out that Make Stuff Up Tuesday is actually one of Opie and Anthony's bits, obviously. And I looked into it, and apparently a month ago there was a whole big deal where they claimed that Tom Brady tested positive for performance-enhancing drugs, and that story was picked up by, like, Sports Illustrated.
Do they do it every Tuesday, though?
Apparently, it's their bit. I don't know.
So they don't identify which story they made up. They just let it go.
Exactly.
See what happens.
They sandwiched in the middle of the Kevin Dubrow story and the Sean Taylor story, which actually did happen. They sandwiched in the Kanye West story. I was like, whoa, you got to be kidding me. And for some reason, like, I didn't think to turn on 1010 Wins, you know, like one of the local New York news stations. Instead, I kept listening to Opie and Anthony, and then, like, comedian Patrice O'Neill went on to tell a story about having sex with a girl. Like, that, and I'm listening to that instead, waiting
that
to talk about
that was
how Mixed
Up Tuesday.
Oh, that's right. Patrice, yeah. No
I way. Thought you were going to say I turned on the Fox News channel, and they were saying the same story.
Yeah, it didn't work, so I'd been had, and I was embarrassed. I was a little embarrassed.
Douche.
Hey, wait.
So did you go back and tell everyone at your job?
Or
you just were like, they'll forget where they heard it.
I didn't want to have that walk of shame. No, yeah, I did. I went and told my boss. I was like, yeah, apparently I've been had by Opie and Anthony. Like, oh, those Sex for Sam guys. And the fact
was
that
he relieved? Did he feel like a weight has been lifted from his life?
He listed his weight then. Everyone in the office, we made a list of all our weights.
It's what I'm wondering, like, why it was important to him that Kanye West was being arrested.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't get the importance either, but, you know, I felt for him. I believed him. Especially with that Big Brother song out there, I really didn't want him to do anything bad.
But I heard somebody really died, Evel Knieve.
oh, I desperately want to go to the restroom right now. I didn't want you to bring this story up because I wanted to talk about this. What I could just go in my pants. That's right.
Just pee. What are you signaling me for, Chris?
I was saying I hope you have a story to go to because I have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
That's what my
thing
was.
The Knievel
we're supposed to do this off air. I'm
okay.
In trouble with that. For that. But no, but yeah, Evel Knievel dying really depressed the holy hell out of me, man.
69 years old. Years
if
on a sexy note.
If, as we're talking about not, you know, not caring about our parents or anything like that and not having a family relationship, and by our I mean mine, if you go to my mom's house right now and go in her bedroom, there's a picture of me on her dresser, which is me laying on the floor of our old kitchen in Brooklyn, in Canarsie, with my Evel Knievel wind-up motorcycle next to me. I was frigging obsessed with Evel Knievel. I think every kid, like, in the 70s was, right? Were you obsessed with Evel Knievel when you were a kid?
I was obsessed with him. No. I was more obsessed with, like, nerdy things like Star Wars and Battlestar Galactica.
See, obsessed. See, but Star Wars was late 70s. I'm talking like
you're my age. How? Wait, I was just going to say, I remember being too young for Evel Knievel, really.
No. How could you?
I knew who he was, but it, you know.
Oh, dude, I was obsessed. Like, I had what do you call them? Not drapes. Curtains in the room. Like, I had Evel Knievel curtains, Evel Knievel sheets. I was obsessed with Evel Knievel. I wish I still had those. I wish desperately still had those. I used to keep my bicycle in my room so I could make believe I was Evel Knievel in my bedroom. My mom would let me keep it there to store it there. We also had a small apartment. There was no place to store it. But I was I friggin' love that guy. I couldn't get enough of him. I thought he was the greatest thing in the world. Even though I think I've probably seen, like, 3 stunts of his and they all failed, but he was he was the best thing ever.
See, that's what I think would be great about Evel Knievel now. If he's dead, they could just strap him onto any bike, a rocket ship, and he could do the stunt and still come down. He doesn't have to worry about getting hurt anymore.
See, Weekend at Evil's.
Yeah, Weekend at Evil's. Totally. He doesn't have to worry about getting hurt. He could be the best stuntman that ever died or did die.
See, I'm thinking that you do go the other route. You have his son do stuff, like his son jumping over his dead body or something.
Like his grave.
Or his son, they tie dad's arms around the son's waist and the son rides.
Oh, God, it's a tandem jump between him and his dad. I feel awful saying this. I love this guy.
Yeah, and not to make stuff up Sunday, but wasn't it in the news like 2 days earlier that like him and like Kanye West or someone like avoided a lawsuit or something, Evel Knievel, and... I'm not even joking.
Oh, for that video. For the video he did with Pamela Anderson?
There was something. Evel Knievel sued Kanye West and then settled out of court.
Yes, because in one of Kanye's videos with Pam Anderson, he does a... He plays like an Evel Knievel character that like tries to jump over the Grand Canyon or some stunt that he did or tried to do. Right. So now he's probably suing him for replicating his stunt in a music video. Which
apparently
is
he named his persona as Evel Kanye Evil.
Oh, and so, that's why he look, he has a picture up. He's on a rocket.
And now all of a sudden, Evel Knievel turns up dead. I'm just saying.
Oh, true. That Kanye has a heart of coal.
Fonzie sued him for jumping the sharks in one of his videos. What was it? It was the sharks, but the sharks... See, that was jumping the shark because that's where the name came from because he had already done it. But what was the first thing he had done? Like barrels or something?
In Arnold's driveway,
yes.
He did like take a motorcycle over the barrels. But the jumping the shark is often confused with that because he doesn't motorcycle jump over
a shark tank.
Right. He ski jumps.
But it's the same idea. Yeah. I mean, you know.
But he's water skiing.
He elevated himself over something dangerous.
Then turn on a jukebox when he landed.
But were the barrels flaming?
I think the barrels were flaming.
Really? I
do remember some fire.
I was going to say, was it any more dangerous than jumping like ground when you're in the air or something?
I think I do remember fire in that Happy Days episode.
No, that was when Chachi burned down Al's because he left the towel on and left the grill on. But everyone forgave him except Fonzie. Fonzie said, no, it's not okay. It was touching but stressful.
Hey, it's not okay.
I was kind of stressed out waiting for that cliffhanger. Because, I mean, I don't know if they're ever going to talk again.
Like you care.
I do. I didn't then, I do now. I'm more concerned now because I never found out what happened.
I don't want to ruin it for you.
All right. So, Kanye West... Breaking news while Chris was out of the room, dead.
Oh my God.
At age 31.
Oh my God. It's a shame.
Killed by the plastic surgeon that operated on his mother.
It's a shame that he's 31 years old.
Preventative Self-defense? No. If you killed someone in advance in self-defense, would there be like a special name for it? Like if you killed someone and said they were going to kill me, I had to do it.
Oh, it's a preemptive strike. It's a preemptive strike.
You use it like a military term for a defense?
He had
that's not going to work.
He had an elective murder surgery.
Or some elective surgery.
I wish we had nobody talks for the rest of the show.
I wish we had a cricket sound effect for the second after that.
Wow, that was really uncomfortable.
Sorry. Oh, you got it? It. You should have that ready at all times. You can play that once every 30 seconds. The way this show goes.
Right after that,
Yeah, exactly. Awesome. In other dramatic dying news this week, the inventor of Gatorade, Dr. Robert Cade, passed away this week.
Of Gatorade?
Of Gatorade fame, the inventor. He was the University of Florida. I don't know if he was what he was. He did something scientific, but it was to help the
Florida Gators,
the Florida
right?
Gators rehydrate during games to get those all important electrolytes. To go to an Idiocracy thing.
Doesn't Gatorade dehydrate you?
Because it has sugar in it. It has a crap load of sugar.
I know it dehydrates you bad. People have been rushed to the hospital because they've gotten dehydrated in the sun.
From drinking Gatorade?
From drinking Gatorade.
But it has electrolytes.
It's true. Oh, maybe they got electrocuted.
What is an electrolyte? Is that a made-up term?
No, you know what the electrolyte is. You don't actually vote for the president. You vote for an electrolyte to vote for him.
Right. That's the whole point.
So, like, me needs to have a lot of electrolytes in 08.
We should just come up with a food and say that it has this ingredient in it, like magical stuff that just makes you better. I that's so weird
they
to
do.
Me.
It's called penicillin.
Oh, what? Really? Never used
that. You know what penicillin does to me? It gives me a little atcha.
It makes my legs turn into, like, something with huge hives on them.
You're allergic to penicillin?
Reference, yeah.
I had bad problems like 2 years ago. I didn't even take penicillin. I took like a strain of it. A strain makes it sound like it's some sort of virus, right? Yeah. I had some sort of like derivative of it. Like I had like amoxicillin or something like that.
Ampicillin also gave me bad.
And I had, I am like one out of like every 50 people has a reaction to penicillin penicillin derivative, I was going to say strain again, that makes you have a
baby,
an agitated colon. And what happened was I literally every 15 minutes had to go to the bathroom to
Toosies?
Had to go to the bathroom or just had to do what you would normally do in a bathroom?
Yes, toosies. Right. Yeah, no, literally had to go to the bathroom and like with liquid falling out of me. And when I say every 15 minutes, literally every 15 minutes for 48 hours straight that I didn't sleep.
Make it every time?
I made it every time to the point that I was crying, like losing my mind, and I wanted to sleep in the bathtub because I knew I couldn't get up ever. It was just agonizing for 48 hours straight, this awful problem. So
you couldn't get a skin rash like a normal.
Yeah, that's what I got. I just got bad itchy reaction. Hives. But
yeah, I told you, it's like one out of every 50 or one out of every 100 people. It's awful.
Oh.
If I would have got some electrolytes in me, though, it would have taken care of everything. I would have felt great.
Yeah. That's why they make penicillin diapers. I always wondered what that was.
Oh, man. So, Dr. Robert Cade, 80 years old, thanks for all your help and getting me electrolyted. Miss you, buddy.
Do you think he was the reason, like, why Miami... was Miami a good team back in those days when he made that drink for them? Were they always a good college?
Florida.
Florida Gators.
Were they always a good team? Always?
Sports
college team? I got to be honest, I'm going to defer to Keith because I don't pay attention
what
to college
sports.
What
year are you talking about?
Well, whenever this Gatorade guy did.
Gatorade was invented 25 years ago, so it would put us in, like, what was that, 1872, I think? My math might be off, 1873.
I think 1970s.
Yeah, like late
70s. I don't think that's the 70s, buddy. I got news for you.
Early 80s.
As scary Early as 80s. The thought is, the 25 years ago was in the 80s.
82.
I don't know that far back. I know in the mid-80s they were good. I remember when I actually started watching, but...
See, so maybe that Gatorade guy had something going on. Maybe he knew something that we didn't. Electrolytes.
He knew about electrolytes, I heard. Where's that wind sound effect? Oh, you won't do it for yourself.
I was trying. I was trying.
Electrolytes. Did I mention electrolytes?
See, that to me more is like bad jokes bring bad weather.
Oh my god, it's like freezing that. In here. Look at the snow outside. Best in Show single-handedly brought the snowstorm.
I'm expecting Petra to come flying by.
Hey, everybody!
So, I looked into this whole, you know, not to keep it on that whole serious tip. What? The whole Sean Taylor thing. I don't know if you guys know about Sean Taylor, if you paid attention at all. A guy from the Redskins who was shot in his home on Monday night or Sunday morning.
Someday.
Whatever, this week. And then he passed away throughout the night. He apparently 8 days before... I'm watching musical chairs roll around in the room. 8 days before his he was shot in his house, apparently someone broke into his house, didn't steal anything, and put a knife on his bed. Ooh. Yeah, it's kind of like a crazy thing.
That's where the knife on the bed came from. I had heard a story when it first happened. All he kept was a knife next to his bed.
No, he kept the machete next to his bed.
Oh, so that's
protection.
True too. Okay.
Who put it there? Colonel Mustard?
It was a pipe in the library.
Okay.
But
you know what else he could have had in his house? A deadbolt.
Yeah. Well, I mean, no, that was breaking. I mean, it was a sign of a forced entry. Like, I mean, his house was locked.
But there's some houses that you can't get in no matter how much force you use, you know?
So it's Sean
I would think a rich person like that should
it's
have
Sean
one.
Taylor's fault that he's dead because he didn't have
No, it's not his fault.
A brick wall in front of his door.
It's not his fault, but I think that.
Look at how he was dressed.
I'm just kind of confused about the whole fact that, like, after somebody left a knife on my bed, I would have, you know, ADT and. IDI yeah. and whoever fighting over, you know,
dogs
teaming
some dogs,
together.
Some
you know, I'd have a moat, basically.
No, he can't have pit bulls. Then he'd have to wait a year and a half before he could play. Have to
true,
get out of jail.
True.
Apparently, the whole issue was he actually well, not the whole issue, but one of the issues was he didn't have a security system.
That's
still,
what I'm saying. He didn't
eight
have
days
any.
Later.
You know, like.
Now he got shot in the leg, and then he died
yes.
a couple of days later.
Yes.
And did they say that they found the guys?
No,
they arrested four guys.
CNN,
really?
Yeah,
yesterday morning they had.
Oh,
they
I gotta be today. Honest. Once Friday,
they haven't
ends.
Released anything. As far as I know, as of right now, they haven't released anything about their relationship to him mm-hmm. or anything. But
once Friday ends, up until Monday morning, I have no idea what goes on in the world other than Blue's Clues and other children's shows. I have no idea.
There's all kinds of speculation going around. Now, I don't know if this is people assuming, but some people were saying that he was one of the guys.
It was Kanye West.
Yeah. He was one of the guys that didn't feel the need to, like, you know, sort of pay off guys from the neighborhood he came from just because he's someone from the neighborhood that became famous, where they said a lot of guys do, like, in a way they're almost blackmailed in a friendly way. You know, like, give back to the community, but the community is, like, three dudes or something. Mm-hmm.
So because he, you think, that's, I didn't hear anything.
But this is also speculation, you know. This may have been people saying, you know, oh, that black football player got shot. It must have been guys from his neighborhood kind of thing. You know, like, I don't know
if
it's true or not.
Something nefarious and awful going on. I mean, like, the fact of the matter is 8 days before the dude got shot, someone showed up at his house and put a knife on his bed. I mean, you know.
Who knows what these guys do anyway. Half these guys, I mean, celebrities in general, but especially it seems like athletes, like, just, like, they have this desire to be involved in, like, these. Like, Jamal Lewis needed to set up a drug deal and go to jail for a year. Oh. He wasn't rich enough.
Just facilitating things.
I guess he was giving back to someone from his community.
Exactly.
He was paying into his 401k. That's the way they do it.
It's 401c.
Oh, God.
You all right there?
Yeah, I'm fine. No, I was just thinking about my C.
The worst thing is, wasn't with Jamal Lewis. Wasn't it just like pounds and pounds of pot? It wasn't even like...
I gotta be honest, I don't even remember. I remember being in trouble, but I don't remember what it was for.
He also went to jail on the weekends, though, so... He went to jail to get worshipped for 48 hours and then left.
Yeah, that's convenient.
Signed some autographs.
And your man Ricky Wilson had an outstanding... played outstanding last week, huh?
Ricky Wilson, who's that now? That's
he was the guy who was out of the Beach Boys. He used to write songs for them. Yeah, no, you're talking
Williams.
Talking about Ricky Williams. Hey, let's just put it out there, Ricky. Way to have a great season, my friend. 6 carries, 15 yards. Welcome back to the NFL, you piece of jerk. Yeah,
sports.
My Miami Dolphins now this week will be starting their fifth string running back because their fourth string was dropped to pick up Ricky Williams.
Who was that?
What? Who got dropped?
Yeah.
From your fantasy football, Simkin Gatto. He got dropped to get Ricky on the roster. I honestly don't even know who's starting this week. For the first week, I don't even care. I don't even care at all. I'm actually, immediately after the show today, I'm going to my in-law's house. Don't care. Don't care. I'm not going to sit home and watch football.
When I heard that about Ricky Wilson, I laughed and laughed and laughed.
No, but then he wasn't in the Beach Boys anymore.
I feel sorry for you, man. 0-11. I'm bummed. I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't feel sorry for me. I'm just a person who likes a team that happens to suck. That's all. It's not a big deal.
You don't talk to your family. Your best team is 0-11. I mean, it's really.
Evel Knievel died.
Evel Knievel died. Oh, your man.
A horrible week.
You can look forward to Darren McFadden if you want.
Is that a real name?
The guy from Arkansas that'll probably be on your team next year.
No, what's his name? The kid from Florida is going to be on my team next year. You don't think?
The quarterback?
Yeah.
Why would you draft a quarterback when you have one already?
What quarterback do I have?
The guy that's been playing. I know he's like 19, but...
And he's terrible.
But who's that, Lemon?
No. Lemon's already gone. It's, Beck. Beck.
Anyone that passes up this guy, Darren McFadden, no matter...
Monty Love's former guitarist, Beck, is playing.
No matter where they need help, it would be stupid.
You have a running back.
He's a wide receiver also.
You have wide receivers.
All right. I don't have anything.
You go
I have a bunch of dead dogs. That's it.
You go quarterback. You absolutely go quarterback. You need a guy that's going to general your team.
Lead, yes.
I guess I'm thinking more because they've been saying a lot of those top quarterbacks will probably slip to the second round potentially. So to take somebody that might be drafted in the second round or when you have the number one pick is a little...
You think the guy who's going to wind up winning the Heisman Trophy is going to go in the second round?
The Heisman Trophy is either a quarterback or... I don't think he's good, though. I think that this guy, Darren McFadden, is going to win the...
The dude is the first dude in, like, 20 years to have 20 rushing and passing touchdowns. Like, in, like, 20 years. I don't pay attention to college football. The fact that I know about this guy when I don't watch college football at all, like, he's the real
what
deal.
What about the fact that he is from Florida? That could help.
And he's not a Matt Leinart that has a rubber band arm of garbage that somehow is going to try and get himself in. He's actually like he actually throws the ball like an adult male would throw a football.
But the quarterback from Hawaii set records for touchdowns and passing yardage, like NCAA records. I don't think he's necessarily going to go in the first round either, you know?
Whatever, bro. Mahalo. You want to talk about your Hawaiian crap?
I'm a Rainbow Warrior fan, but I don't necessarily... Even though they're the Warriors now.
By the way,
the Devil Rays dropped the Devil.
They're just the Rays now?
They're just the Rays.
The Tampa Bay Rays?
They claim it's because it's too long of a name.
No, it's not.
We all know there was pressure from the Pope.
Honestly, I think it's too long a name for their town. They should change the name to just Tampa.
What about just Bay? What about just Bay? The Bay Rays. Or just Bay Rays. Not even the.
That's catchy.
Who has time for the?
Yeah, Bay Rays.
Wait, Bay Ray, didn't he played guitar for the Dead Kennedys for a while, didn't he?
that's why it sounded so right. They are in the East, too. I have to respect him a lot because I try to play Holiday in Cambodia on Guitar Hero, and it was terribly tough.
It's tough. As long as we're talking about interesting musical stuff, you know, the whole concept, you know what, we talked about a couple weeks ago, the Ramones manager, Linda Stein, who was killed it. Apparently her assistant, who it looks like is the person who did it, her name is Natavia Lawry. Her story of what happened that day, of where the aggravation happened, where the problem happened before Linda Stein was killed, was that Linda Stein blew pot smoke in her face. And a ninja came into the apartment after the fact. Someone knocked on the door wearing all black and a face mask.
Was this in Staten Island?
ninja burglar?
Yeah, you would think. You'd think, yeah. So Natavia Lawry, she's actually in custody.
The ninja is the new part, right? Because the pot smoking thing, blowing smoke in the face, was an old story.
Yeah, she was being taunted by her. She was waving the yoga stick at her and blowing
that,
the pot
that
smoke
is correct.
In her
face. But this week, apparently, added on to the story is the fact that that a ninja came in after the fact, and that's what happened. So
if you guys blew pot smoke in my face, I'd totally kill you.
Would you beat me with?
What if the
yoga
ninja
stick?
Came in? You wouldn't be distracted. What if the ninja came in blowing crack smoke in your face?
That's it.
Oh my God! I wish that could happen.
You know, it wouldn't be a young
mistake. Well, they were all covered in black and carrying swords. So yes, it did appear that they were dressed like ninjas.
Minions.
Clearly, he'd have some nunchucks as well.
Yeah, no nunchuck marks or like Chinese star marks on Lindestein? Nothing to that effect?
Nothing to that effect. I think that Natavia Laurie might have a problem. I think.
There was no.
Either way, she's got a problem.
There was no smoke bomb shrapnel around, something, nothing like
that. Was there shrapnel when you throw smoke bombs?
Oh, a little powder residue, you know?
Could you get me smoke bombs?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to start using those at work when I get aggravated, when people come near me and start bothering me, just throw smoke.
I feel like a break. Fire alarm. Let's go.
Oh.
Do you own those shoes with only two toes?
Obviously. How else would I be able to throw my shuriken through my feet?
That's awesome.
I honestly did have those for years. I'm sure if I go to my mom's house,
she would
still have them. And a whole ninja outfit.
That lady really came up with a bad excuse, like for killing somebody. A ninja came in.
A spaceship filled with tomatoes started blowing up nuclear bombs in the house, but they were the small nuclear bombs so the neighbor wouldn't hear, and then it was good.
Not that I would have justified it, but previously it sounded like the story wasn't all that obnoxious. Like, she apparently was this workhorse and being real rude and doing all these things.
She was a mean jerk. Okay. She was a mean jerk, so I killed her.
Exactly. No reason to bludgeon her to death.
What
but
about
still
get
it was,
another job?
Yeah. Still, it was like.
How about you quit?
She's apparently had a reputation for being horrifying.
It's an interesting concept. Yeah. Quitting a job you hate. Oh my God.
She blew pot smoke in my face.
This might be a spiritual rebirth.
But I've still yet to master that one, so I can't say anything.
I'm trying to.
I'm not going
to
kill anyone over it.
What, you guys passive aggressive for everything? Like you just keep messing up until you get fired instead of quitting a job. You hate.
Have you actually ever quit a job? Have you ever quit a job?
Yes, cable guy.
That's right. You screwed over a friend of ours.
Nervous breakdown. Cable guy.
Interesting parallel.
Horrible.
I've quit jobs. Not mean. You know. Not angry. Not in bad terms. You give notice. You're moving on.
I'm trying to think if I ever quit a job.
I once gave 2 weeks notice. I waited right up until the last minute so that I could. I planned it so that I could start the next job 2 weeks after I gave the notice. I was hired, and I had to sit on it for a month because I was going to start for another month. Gave them the 2 weeks notice, and then literally 8 hours later, the CEOs flew in from the Eastern branch of the company, came down and said they were going bankrupt, and they're letting everybody go. If you leave now, you'll be given this like really big stipend.
Quit a company that fired you seconds later or asked you to take a leave of absence?
Well, I had already submitted the paperwork saying I quit. And if I didn't do that, if I just held on to it until the 8 hours later,
you
they would have given
severance.
Me money to leave early. And so I missed out on, like, 2 months of free.
Is this the story
paycheck.
Of your life?
It was horrible. It was just like, ugh, really? And they were like, hey, we're proud that you were able to find work and sense this coming or something, and thank you very much. I was like, you bastard. I just wanted my free money.
The cheese? You didn't quit the cheese? Chris?
No, the place went out of business. I worked there till the last day.
He was a pizza man, the big cheese.
That, you know what? There's one place that I...
You quit taxiing.
We got another job, no?
That's how
yeah,
you quit.
I guess that would be quitting. See, I don't consider... I never considered being a taxi driver a real job in that sense. I guess I quit taxi driving. It's just a better opportunity presented itself. And I actually, to be quite honest, I never actually quit. I told them I'm still going to work Sundays. It's been 2.5 years of Sundays that I haven't showed up for yet. But, yeah, I guess technically I quit that.
My wife has never quit a job. When she, no matter how great the relationship or the job, she just stops going. And that's it. And the best is recently, the new job she got now, she actually got it. She stopped going to her job that she had. And then she listed her boss as a reference. And he called her and he said, did you actually list me as a reference after just not coming back?
Oh, I'll be
but
back.
But he gave her a good reference, though. So.
Exactly.
Does she assume that they know? That, like, I just won't go in tomorrow and they'll know. They'll know that I don't want to be there anymore.
I remember.
She called one job about a month and a half later.
I remember the day of being on the phone with Keith saying, like, yeah, my girl's not going to go to work tomorrow. Could you tell her that she has to call and quit? Because she's not listening to me.
Those people, that was messed up because those people, like, would invite us to their house during the holidays.
Ooh,
do you know why I hated that? Because that was a hardware store where she got a discount. And I love hardware stores. And I hate that discount went away.
How does she work the last check? Does she just walk away from the last check because she's too embarrassed to go back 3 weeks
later? Well, this
later
last
say,
job, it
less.
Was direct deposit.
So she didn't have to
And the other job, they paid her at the end of the day. So, you know, she was lucky on both counts. There's no reason to go back.
What about you personally, though?
I quit. I worked at Pergament twice. The first time I quit, I gave 2 weeks notice.
You were forced, and the second time you were forcibly quit?
I can't remember the second time, to be honest with you.
Awesome.
The first time, though, I gave 2 weeks notice right before my 2 weeks vacation. I don't know if that's really necessarily. It's still the same 2 weeks to find me. They were going to do without me anyway, you know.
The last job that I resigned from, like 3 days before, I had some vacation time coming, so I asked for a payout of my vacation time, and then immediately quit.
But no,
but you just lose it otherwise.
Isn't that natural? Aren't you supposed to be able to get that?
It's yours. I mean, I suppose it's kind of tacky, or
it
might be bad form. But you know, it was
legally.
I worked there all year, and it was my vacation time, and I knew I was leaving, so I wasn't going to take the vacation days. So I suppose the other way to do it is just to call in, say, "Oh, I'm going on vacation," and then at the end of your vacation, you say, "By the way, I quit."
Yeah, the where I'm working now, one of the guys that. There was a couple months back that I was actually considering leaving. I was actually offered a job by another company. I considered leaving. And I talked about it with one of my coworkers, one of my Warcraft buddies. And he, like about a year ago, quit himself and then wound up coming back. But when he quit, that's what they did. They gave him a payout of all your vacation time. I thought that's what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
I've quit a lot of jobs. Thinking back to every job I've had, I've probably quit them. Well, one of them, one aforementioned job I was asked to leave. Twice I worked at a comic shop that might be unnamed, and I was kind of just like,
Midtown
told maybe we should cut your hours drastically for a while and have you just come in every few weeks, and then I kind of just fade. That was also, twice that was a friend that, you know, was running the place, so that's why that was kind of smooth, that leaving.
Speaking of, there's going to be a Christmas show later this year featuring Tryptophan.
I can't remember, and I know I left, I worked at Joann's, the fabric store, and I don't remember how I left, but I just worked there. You guys want my resume?
I think we got it.
Did you quit the party store?
I quit the party store to go work at the Pokemon store. And then I just quit the Pokemon store. Because
you worked at a store that just sold Pokemon?
It was taking me 3 hours a day to get to work, because it was September 14th, 2001 was my first day there, and it was just like, I can't deal with this every day. I can't.
That is horrible.
And so I left, and I didn't work again for a while.
Yeah, I'd say more often than not, I've been fired.
I'm going to quit something like today, this afternoon, but I guess I'll save that as a surprise in a little while.
About 24 minutes from now?
Thank you. I needed to know how much time we had left.
Finally get it off your chest.
When I got fired from Coca-Cola, I got all these accounts, and I gave these accounts a number that they could call a distributor to get Coca-Cola for like half price what I was selling them, and just screwed over.
How did you quit Keyspan?
Not Keyspan, Coca-Cola.
No, Keyspan. How did you quit?
Oh, what do you mean, Cable Guy?
No.
Keyspan?
This I thought was an inside joke between both of us, but he doesn't remember. For some reason, I've insisted over and over that he worked for Keyspan, because one day I swear I saw him get out of a Keyspan truck.
You were out of your... Were you riding the horse that day?
Oh.
I mean, no, your horse smacked me.
It was like
a smack.
No, according to you, back then I didn't know you anyway. We met in 2006 or something, according to you.
What was your worst firing, Chris?
I used to work at an architectural firm in downtown Manhattan. I actually got one of my friends hired at the firm. His name was Keith. I threw beer on his chest while I tried to explain the story. I took a day off to go to a doctor's appointment for my daughter, and while I was at my doctor's appointment, I received a voicemail from the agency that actually placed me, saying they're not going to require your time there anymore. And when I called and found out why, the reason was I was spending too much time on RonFez.net listening to streams of the Ron and Fez show.
And the benefits package you were about to be given the next day had nothing to do with it.
Well, I was going to get to that. Yeah, so yeah, they fired me about a week before I was going to become a permanent employee of the company, and I stopped being a temporary employee through this agency anymore. And their reason was because I was screwing around on the internet, which consisted of having internet radio playing while I was doing my work at my desk. Then I find out when, you know, after it happened, when I called in one of the people, because I was actually a manager, one of the people that used to answer to me said, I can't believe they did it again. They do this over and over again. They let people work up to that 3-month period, and right before you become permanent, they get rid of you and get another person to take over the job.
A lot of people do that. It's like,
by the way, that agency, the guy who owned that agency and did all that stuff,
died.
I thought you were trying to, you were doing the hand across the throat, saying not to mention it. He's the guy who
I wish you would say his wife's first and last name and phone number.
Sautine C is her name. She works.
I'll let you guys not guess what the C stands for.
You next Tuesday.
Yeah. Leslie Robertson Associates. He's the gentleman who did the structural engineering for the World Trade Center that didn't hold up so well. And that's it.
Well, it didn't collapse sideways. It collapsed straight down.
Yeah, well, does that mean something?
Well, yeah. It killed less people.
Bro, I'm going to show you loose change, bro. You'll understand what's
don't
really
you guys
true.
Know that Giuliani wired that place with bombs?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But you like being fired. No? You didn't like being fired?
You know what? That's
I thought it was the greatest thing in the world because I was like 3 months into being a father that had a lot of a child that had a lot of medical requirements that I needed health insurance for. So I thought it was a great time to say, hey, you know what? I'd love to not know where my next check is coming from. Let's go for it.
You didn't have that
my favorite quitting story actually is related to that because I went for an interview. The next day, they gave me an offer. The next day, I went into my boss in the morning, and I was a temp at the time at my current job, and I told her, listen, I got another job. It's a permanent thing, so I really have to leave. She's like, all right, I understand, you know, like, but, you know, we will have an opening soon if you want to come back. That's fine. So I said, okay.
Soon, you mean now?
I go out at lunchtime. I really wish I still had the message she left me, and the aforementioned woman.
Sautine C.
Right, left Sautine me a message.
Sautine C. Call her. Get her number. Call her. Smash her face. Punch. Put bricks on her.
Call her to smash her face.
Want to prank her? Let's prank her.
I smash your face with words.
You know what? I'll
prank her.
I might actually have her number. I'd have to go digging for it.
I wish I still had the message, though. She said, oh, hi, Keith. This is Sautine from whatever that place was called.
Leslie Robertson Associates.
We interviewed yesterday. We made you an offer.
Wow.
I'm just calling to tell you that we're taking back that offer, so there's no offer. Thank you.
55 Broad Street.
It was like, oh. And I went back into my boss with my head hanging like an idiot. Like, remember before when you said I could come back anytime?
How about now?
You made me an offer I can't refuse.
Did they give you the same pay when you went back to the work?
I was still a temp, but then I got hired like 2 weeks later.
Well, that's good.
So
it all worked out. It worked out. Now you have
show. So I blame her for where I am right now as well.
Keith and I Chris and I worked together once for like this
on Best in Show.
Is this what this telecom company, and we showed up for work one day. They brought all the employees into the room and said we were all out of a job and to please hand in your computers and technical equipment and leave within an hour.
See, even better, it wasn't that short because we were there the whole day that day. It was a couple hours.
We were drinking in a bar for the rest of the day.
Yes, we definitely were. The best part about it was before that happened, like 3 months before Brian and I had that experience, we came to work one day to find that some people's security cards weren't working at the front door when they came in. And when you tried to log into the computer, some people could log into the computer. Mm-hmm. I walked in, I hit the thing, door worked fine for me. I was like, oh, cool. And that's
how you would find out. It's like, oh, I'm going to make it in.
And then the receptionist, who I think had been working there for all of like maybe 2 weeks at that point, you know, she's saying, yeah, I don't know what's going on. Some people's security cards are working, some people aren't. I was like, really? And I go, I log onto the computer, and I'm fine. And at the time, I shared my office with a good friend of mine, you know, my best man from my wedding, like one of my best friends of my entire life. And I got him hired there, and I was like, wait a second. And I go over to his computer and tried to log in and couldn't log in.
At least with the baseball player, you get a pink slip in the locker room. They don't just lock you out of the baseball field. I mean, to have your security card not work.
At least if you're a baseball player, you read about it on the internet someplace when someone knows what you're dealing with.
Yeah, imagine like reading about like all week like that you're going to get fired from this job, you know, but that actually that would mean that all these teams, these other places really want you, you know.
The thing that would piss me off the most is I got up and go to work that day and I can't get in. Just have enough decency to call me so I don't have to get up and go to work. I mean, I traveled all the way here to get there, and I can't even get in.
What about the Friday 5 o'clock firing? That's got to be one of the worst things you could ever do to a person.
I think it was a Friday when they laid off.
They let you work
company.
The whole week and then the whole Friday.
Yeah, and then they fire you.
And then security comes to your desk and says, we're going to need to escort you out.
Yeah, when I was really, like, my one of my first jobs ever, I worked at a drugstore here on Staten Island, and I was the daytime stock manager, and I came in that day, and the guy who I answered to, who was kind of one of the assistant managers, was a good friend of mine. He actually got him, he actually lived in my grandmother's house. He actually rented the apartment underneath my grandmother because I hooked him up when he got divorced. And he came over to me and he's like, hey, I got to talk to you, man. Like, I'm supposed to wait till the end of the day. And then when you're done working, I'm supposed to let you go today. I was just like, all right, well, then I'm not feeling well. I'm going to go home sick right now. I'm really not going to worry about making sure that all the pledge is on the shelves today.
Totally.
But yeah, that's the regular thing. Get as much as you can, bleed them dry, then throw them to the wayside. Mm-hmm. We live in the greatest place in the world.
I thought the concept was let them go on a Friday so that to avoid, I guess, violent retribution that often happens on Monday. If you fire them on Monday, like, the whack job can go walking through the office.
They could do that on Monday.
I'm curious.
Well, that's probably what? the end of the day firing. Maybe, as opposed, but I don't think the day of the week doesn't matter. But yeah. I think the Friday thing is because they want to get a full work week out of you.
I don't know if I'm remembering it from a movie or something like that. But
you're remembering it from a Boomtown Rats song. And that's what you're thinking about.
And you know what? To be fair to my wife, who just left that last job for the guy that gave her, with the guy that gave her a good reference, he told her they were laying people off, and he said, I don't know when it's going to be, but I hope it's not until next week because there's too much work for me to do alone this week. Oh, and that kind of fueled the whole thing of her saying, well, I'm just not going back then.
Out of curiosity, and I know this is something that should be done off the air, does anyone have Boomtown Rats, I Don't Like Mondays? Because I'd love that to be the outro music for today's show.
Have what?
Boomtown Rats, I guess you probably don't have it.
Who sings it? Boomtown Rats?
Yes.
Yes, he has four versions, actually.
I have it on my computer. I don't think I have it on my MP3 player. Yeah, I'd like that to be our outro music today. Sorry.
I have I Am the Walrus.
Yeah, perfect.
I'm Only Sleeping. I Started Something I Couldn't Finish.
Who's that by?
The Smiths.
Oh. Hence why I don't know that one.
And some John Zachary songs. I went too far.
I think we got another 15 minutes. There really is.
Okay. As long as I know, I see that you have the video up and we're good to go. That's all that matters to me.
You guys want to tell the story about that? Have we covered that in the news yet? The girl that...
I Don't Like Mondays.
Shot the...
Go for it.
I don't know the story, do you? Yeah, I saw you smile. I'm hoping you do. I started something I couldn't finish.
I was looking at you going, oh, he's going to tell a story. And I was smiling.
Yeah, apparently the song is based on Bob Geldof. Read a story in the paper
if
about...
If we're going to talk about it, shouldn't we just play it underneath?
No, that's going to be our outro music. All right, play it anyway.
This is Moontown Rats?
Yes.
Does that the mean you want I'm the Walrus as the outro music?
Yes, obviously.
So it was a schoolgirl, right? It was not a place of employment, but
that's
just
correct.
School. This was like an early Columbine.
Can you make this a little louder, Brian? Yeah, it's a little bit. No, it's schoolgirl. I'm sorry. We could hear.
Continue, Vanessa.
I was done when I said the early Columbine. Kids were picking on her, making fun of her. Maybe she was fat. I don't know what happened.
Maybe she was fat.
What? Isn't that a thing?
Oh, so she deserved it.
Obviously.
If I recall correctly, she was she lived across the street from the school, and she was picking off kids out the window.
Yep.
And then they actually to
that's convenient
to
if
stop,
you want
exactly.
to kill the kids from school.
To stop it, they drove like a big postal service truck in front of it, uh-huh. So plant it in between her and the line of fire with the children.
1975, Ottawa, Canada, Monday, October 27th.
Please.
18-year-old Robert Poulin.
What?
Went on a killing spree at St. Pius X High School, killing one student and wounding five others before turning the gun on himself. He had earlier raped and stabbed a 17-year-old to death.
This is a totally different story.
This is what Snopes is saying the story was actually inspired by.
Does it say whether she was fat?
It, Listen to what he's saying. He's saying Sweet 16 ain't so
keen. Well, maybe he changed it to a girl, but this inspired him.
I don't think so.
I don't think you're right either.
I'm almost fairly certain that the whole concept is the girl was asked specifically after the fact why she did it, and her response was, I don't like Mondays.
Yeah. January 29th, 1979, 16-year-old Brenda Ann Spencer opened fire on children arriving at Cleveland Elementary School in San Diego. That's weird. From her house.
She must have had a really good across scope on her rifle.
Across the street, killing two men and wounding eight students and a police officer, including Principal Burton Ragg, who was attempting to rescue.
Listen to this, listen. Make this louder, Brian.
What Meatloaf song is this?
I have a pen in my hand. I'll stab you and say I don't like Sundays. Seriously, you don't love Bob Geldof?
I thought that was David Grohl.
Are you familiar with Pink Floyd?
It looks like the lead singer of Pink Floyd, I was just going to say.
That's Pink.
Wait, which one's Pink?
All right, so that's the outro music today. It's I Want a Party. What's a song about party?
Party All the Time. Eddie Murphy.
It's sad, but that's exactly the song I thought of when you said that party.
Let's get the party started. That's what I was thinking of. You don't know who Bob Geldof is.
Nah.
Do yourself a favor.
You do. Yes, you
I
do.
Mean,
you're
I
joking.
Know Pink Floyd, but
he's not in Pink Floyd. He was in a movie.
Sorry,
he was in The Wall.
He was the guy who shaved his eyebrows.
He is the star of Pink Floyd's The Wall.
The Wall was a motion picture that was like a video, right? By the Pink Floyd. Then?
Sort of.
Are you familiar
don't
with
you
Live
smoke
Aid?
Pot?
I do smoke pot.
I don't understand how you don't.
Wait
know
a minute.
Are you familiar with Live Aid? And do they know it's Christmas?
Is that the band where you sync Wizard of Oz to and you watch Wizard of Oz?
Yes,
I did that once.
Different
that was
record,
cool.
Different record.
Different record. What record is that?
Dark Side of the Moon.
They were called Pink Floyd then.
Dark Side of the Moon Town.
The rats. Floor.
Here's what you got to do. Go home. Go onto your iTunes.
And pull an I Don't Like Mondays on yourself.
Oh, get yourself
The dude looks like John Cryer with the mullet.
Wait, now we're gonna disparage John Cryer in the middle of the whole thing, too? You're really trying to get on my bad side.
He's the man behind Live Aid.
Really? John Cryer?
He's hiding out for Live Aid.
I know The Wall. I know it. The Wall comes apart. It's psychedelic, whatever. It's cool.
Here's what I'm going to recommend.
The greatest review of the movie ever.
I'm putting that right on Amazon.
Here's what I'm going to recommend. Go home. Go on your iTunes or your Amazon or whatever you need to do and download Vegetarians of Love by Bob Geldof. I'm not even screwing around.
By Brian.
No. That's the carrot should live.
That's Vegetarians I Hate.
Right. And read it or watch it. What do you like?
Oh, it's one of the greatest records ever. It's probably
read it.
It's one of the greatest records to come out over the last 20 years. Love it.
If I just read the lyrics and not the music, would I love it just as much? Or the music has a big part.
Listen
to
the great song of Indifference, Brian. Get on that, Bob Geldof. The great song of Indifference. Pull it up.
I think I'm kind of indifferent.
Perfect.
Brenda Ann Spencer told the reporter afterwards, I don't like Mondays, this livens up the day. And she also told them, she yelled things during it while the standoff, like there was no reason for it, it was just a lot of fun. It's just like shooting ducks in a pond. The kids look like herd of cows standing
around. What
the hell
does
that mean?
It was
really easy picking.
Shooting ducks in a pond? Is that easy?
Yeah, in other words, like the kid, it was so easy.
I heard fish in a barrel, not ducks in a pond.
Ducks going on a pond this slow, you don't think is easy?
I hate it when
if they fly away, it's hard.
I hate it when murderers mix their metaphors.
It doesn't make a lot of sense.
She was making a statement against hunting by shooting kids.
She had a case of the Mondays. Leave her alone.
Oh, somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
So did she die? Is she still in jail?
I think that's where I... And after I found out she didn't like Mondays, I stopped caring about
the
story.
We should reach out and see if we can get an interview with her.
The fourth time she was turned down for parole was in 2005. She was sentenced to 25 years to life. Wait, so she's on her way out? I guess the parole... Oh, to life.
The to life part of it. Wait, could you get an interview? Could you interview people in jail?
Yeah, every 5 minutes you'll be like, this call is being monitored by... Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you could do it.
Why don't we write to her? Why don't we write to her and get her involved?
How are we going to get her involved?
Best in show, hey.
It's probably good when she gets paroled and shows up for the show.
No, no, I'll give her the address of your house. That's where the letter's going to.
Listen, I have a child I want you to kill. Like, what are you going to get her?
Yeah, exactly. Do you really want to
I don't want
like,
her, man.
Support a
you are the biggest killer. Advocate against child abuse, and you're going to get her on the line?
Okay. Sorry.
Duh.
She might jump at the chance.
I thought we had a celebrity.
No, let's get her. Let's get her.
Yeah, she might jump at the chance.
Did anyone have a call back about Oscar the cat, by the way? We left the guy a message.
No. Oh, the lady. That's right. We left
that. Wait, did we? Was that on us?
Have you checked the messages? Because I know you don't check the messages. Like
Brian, dial in right now. Check our messages.
Is there an end to this, or should I really be checking the messages?
Oh, I have no idea.
No, there's no end to it. Although I have left a message recently, but I don't think that needs to be heard.
Is this the dentist you guys called?
Old age home with a cat that every time it laid on someone's bed, they died. Yeah, it's not necessary.
Dead cat.
Come to think of it, the message might be about you, Brian.
That would be uncomfortable.
Boop. Hey, Chris, what's up, man? I was thinking that maybe since Brian didn't call that guy back about the cat, we got to fire his ass.
Eric Ryan, right now, at whatever point he's listening to this, his blood is boiling and he's getting ready. He's so excited that there's going to be like an inner fight. Oh, so yeah, that wind sound.
Brian's like the Jeebs of the show. He's like the butler.
I ask him lots.
Chris and Keith boss him around.
He just said butt.
I don't boss anyone around. I've never bossed anyone around.
You're a big bosser arounder.
You think?
Definitely, dude.
Really?
For real?
Why would I boss around?
Hold on. Let's sit back, relax. I'm very I love when there's complication and intrigue on this show, and I am not the focus. Let me sit back and enjoy this.
I think because you hang out with Chris all the time that you become like him, and you're a boss around. Oh, no, yeah, I wasn't going to get off you ever.
That's true, but you know what? As me, as not being Chris, I'm willing to acknowledge that maybe you're right, buddy.
Because I find out when I hang around with Chris, I'm a big a-hole for some reason. For like maybe like 5-10 minutes after, like when he goes away, it like rubs off on me.
Oh, see, I can be a ridiculously sarcastic wise ass, but I don't think I'm very bossy though. Except I think the first power I ever attempted to exert over the show was when I told Brian I'm not turning on the light before we started.
And look at the light on right now.
Exactly.
He held out for a good half hour there.
And that big red mark in the back of his head.
And the reason the light went on is because you said, if you want to put the light on, we'll put it on.
Just looking out for our listeners, that's all.
The God of Best in Show spoke and the light went on. Aren't you glad you could hear me and Fred fight about us right now?
Yes, it's terrific.
Sorry, dude. I was only kidding.
No, it's good.
No, because I know you were in a real place today about the dolphins and the family. I'm sorry, dude.
Family of dolphins murdered by the girl from Heroes.
Oh, sweet, so sad.
She didn't like Mondays.
Oh, man.
Right after she did a Best in Show thing for us.
She doesn't like Sundays.
Oh, he quit.
That was good.
Look
Chris is...
This is kind of right. One of his favorite.
I love occasions. Those good chest pain laughs. Don't you feel good after those? Oh, wait. This one's not stopping. Hold on. Did somebody just tell a joke, please?
A chest pain laugh or a chest pain, breathe?
I thought I was going to die last night.
What?
I'm not joking.
Heartburn?
I'm not joking.
Did I say it on last week's show? I had a dream on Sunday that I was going to die this Thursday that just passed.
Did you?
I had a...
I don't think you said that.
If I did, I'm in hell. I'm in hell right now if I did die.
Has it broken through your consciousness yet that last Thursday was your wedding anniversary? Do you think that might have had something to do with it?
No, because I didn't realize at that point it was my anniversary.
He doesn't know until you just said it.
I remembered on Tuesday that it was my wedding anniversary.
Well, maybe this is a subconscious. You think you're going to die on your wedding anniversary.
No, I certainly won't. Right. My wedding is the most beautiful, perfect
day of
my life.
It's like a rebirth. Like you died and then were reborn with a
holy,
wife.
Holy Christ.
Absolutely.
So you're saying I'm kind of like Jesus?
No.
I think I see Jesus.
So last night I decided to said, you know what? I'm gonna be healthy tonight. And by healthy I mean I'm not gonna eat or drink anything too much. I'm gonna lay down and watch a movie. That's healthy to me.
That's healthy.
But what are you telling? You want me to turn the light off?
No. Just saying, it being healthy. Just so we all are on the same page, I didn't eat meat for a week and a half now. Haven't eaten meat for a week and a half.
Congratulations. I had a huge steak last night.
Up until yesterday.
Oh.
A week and a half minus a day.
Yeah, yesterday, my wife's cousin came up from D.C., and my wife figured, hey, where should we take her out? Where should we take her out? And we brought her to a steakhouse on Staten Island. And, like, what are you going to do? You're going to bring me to a steakhouse and feed me beers? I'm not going to eat a steak?
I think if a guy like you or me attempts to stop all at once and that's it, it's not going to happen.
So I'm gonna
have extended periods of time.
I'm going to have a few moments. And yesterday, my 32-ounce porterhouse moment probably made up for the past like week and a half. But for the week and a half before that, I ate no meat. Well, I shouldn't say I ate no meat. I ate no red meat. I ate no chicken. I ate no turkey. I ate fish twice. For my wedding anniversary, I had lobster. And the 2 days before, I had tilapia. I had fish twice, but other than that,
you could have eaten no meat for your whole life, and when you had the lobster, you bought your ticket to hell anyway.
Quick, is it delicious?
Yes.
Did you enjoy your red meat just as much as you did?
No, I actually got sick.
Yeah,
I didn't feel good afterwards. I felt really bad afterwards. I also had them cook it the way that I always have my steak cooked, barely purple and cold in the middle and the slightly warm. Walk a cow through a lukewarm room and then cut it. I'll eat it.
But make sure it's not numb because I want it to be in pain.
But yeah, that's what I did. Yeah, for my wedding anniversary, I had lobster tails. And like I said, 2 days before that, I had a tilapia fillet. And that's it. But I've been eating an unbelievable amount of hummus and cucumbers and veggie burgers for like a week now. And I'm back now. I'm back with the money.
How are veggie burgers?
Outstanding.
They're delicious from Subway.
I've never eaten a veggie burger.
I made you a veggie burger here 2 weeks ago, you lunatic.
I'm sure I didn't eat one. I would like to.
Lunatic.
You know what
the problem
is?
I don't have any now. I have to go food shopping today.
I think the problem with veggie burgers is a lot of people think a lot of people think they're going to eat a veggie burger and, well, this is going to be a substitute. This is going to taste like a hamburger. You just have to eat a veggie burger as what it is, something, you know? Like, and they kind of advertise them, too, that way. Like, you know, it's
no, I'm not looking for it to, you know, taste precisely like a
to bleed.
Hamburger.
To bleed out as you bite it.
Although I put barbecue sauce on one last week, and I realized that putting...
You hate barbecue sauce? And yes. You threw the burger out the window?
Putting some kind of sauce really ups it from if it's a C to, like, an A-.
Boca burgers, you don't need to put anything on them. Don't need to put anything. Don't even need cheese. Outstanding. Love them.
You like those Boca grillers, right?
Yeah, the flame grilled. The All-American Grill by Boca Burgers. Outstanding. Love them. I wish I had one right now. I'd go in my freezer right now and eat 100 of them, but I have zero. So I'll eat that many. Hey, it's 1 o'clock. I gotta get out of here, guys.
I am the walrus.
Put on the most important... No, forget I Am the Walrus. It's the most important song in the world. It's by Bob Geldof.
Well, that's all I got.
This is the wall guy?
Yeah. Make it louder, buddy.
Next week, I'll tell you guys about how I almost died last night. Unless Chris wants to talk about his diet a little more, then, you know.
Cock sack, steamroller, roll over your face.
I don't care if you live or die. Couldn't care less if you laugh or cry. I don't mind if you crash or fly. I don't mind at all. I don't mind if you come or go. I don't mind if you say no. Couldn't care less, baby, let it flow. Cause I don't care at all. I don't care if you sink or swim, lock me out or let me in. Where I'm going or where I've been, I don't mind at all. I don't mind if the government falls, implements more futile laws. I don't care if the nation stalls, and I don't care at all. I don't care if they tear down trees, I don't feel the hotter breeze. Sinking dust and dying seas, and I don't care at all. Let's go! Culture crumbles, I don't mind if religion stumbles. I can't hear the speakers mumble, nah, I don't mind at all. I don't care if the third world fries hotter there, I'm not surprised. Maybe I can watch all nations die, nah, I don't care at all. I don't mind, 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 I don't mind at all. Nah.
honestly getting filled with rage at the fact that you don't appreciate this even a little bit.
You know, it's good drinking music. I like it. It's good. It's like, it reminds me of that, I will walk 1,000 miles and I will...
You walked twice as far as they would.
Yeah. It's okay. I could get into it. Is there a mandolin involved in that band?
I don't know. Probably.
It's World of Warcraft. World of Warcraft music. That's why you like it.
I wish we were playing World of Warcraft right now.
Oh my God. Reminded me of the Paint Your Wagon song in The Simpsons. Gonna paint your wagon.
What?
When Bart and Homer rented Paint Your Wagon and they realized it was a musical, not a western. To your wind sound.
All right, so what were you having a dream about or something?
Kiki almost died.
What were you having a dream about dying?
Do you want to talk about what colors you like first or anything?
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Boss?
No.
You know, Keith, when you get around him, you get really mean. Go on, I'm sorry. Go on.
That was too much. We just go right on. So last night...
You know, the Dolphins are playing the Jets today. It's going to be a really good game. I look forward to it.
He's so mean with Dito all the time.
I decided I was going to be healthy. So I decided I was just going to have one double espresso vodka with cream soda, but diet cream soda. And as I'm drinking it, I'm having a drink, and I decided to watch a movie on pay-per-view, 1408 with John Cusack, in case anyone wants to know, to really get into the story. And I had like sinus pain all day, and then all of a sudden I start feeling my chest feels like it's filling up. And it's filling up more and more and more, and it's getting to the point where, like, I'd say this is, and I'm doing a diminishing space for anyone that doesn't see, but this is like the amount of air I have, and it's slowly getting to the point where it's closing up. And at one point, it's like, wow, I'm struggling to breathe right now. This might be actually something bad going on. Besides the ridiculous unhealthy types and amounts of foods and my weight, like all that aside, I'm thinking, I don't think I can handle being sick with the way I am right now, you know. And then it got a little bit worse, and then it kind of stayed like that for a while, which was good. And then I said, you know what, I have to go to sleep and just hope I wake up in the morning. And I did, and for the record, I felt fine when I woke up. But
you were scared going to bed.
It's a sign of not being a healthy person, you know. Like,
I love that you're drinking like a double espresso mixed with alcohol. It's like upper and downer and upper and downer. Just fighting.
I said I wanted to be healthy. Like,
did you call all your family members thinking that you might not wake up the next day? Did you say, like, goodbye to your
I called
wife?
Chris's family members and said, he hates you all, in case I don't get to tell you.
Did you give him, like, an extra big kiss to your wife before you went to bed that night, thinking you were never going to see her again? Nothing?
You kiss your wife?
I did once.
Ew.
Then we got married. 2 years after we stopped kissing.
But you're alive, so you didn't have to call 911, nothing.
No, I'm good. I think I was just sick, but it was scary.
Do you ever get those...
Speaking of scary, that movie was really good.
1408, yeah.
People have said the same thing. Really?
The end is stupid, but the movie's good.
Do you ever get the feeling, though, when you get these feelings that you think you're going to die, that you have to, like, leave a note for people or email or something like that, a way to let people know?
You know what? My family, my immediate family... And, like, Eileen, like, they're so insane that I don't even, like, I almost feel like out of an obligation to them I can't die, you know? Like, it's kind of a strange thing. Like, I can't...
I don't think you could will those things to be. I don't think you could will...
Well, I lived last night.
What do you mean? If you,
oh, that's right.
If you died, their lives would be so affected that they couldn't go on anymore?
Is that, like, arrogant to think? But I almost think that way, you know? I think my wife would get over it in a month, you know? But, like, at first she'd be really upset.
Do you think that long? Yeah, I whenever I get those feelings, like I said, the whole thing of me thinking this week that I was going to die on Thursday, I actually wrote something on my computer. And
can we read it?
No, I got rid of it. I deleted it.
Oh, can you maybe say verbatim what it was?
No, it was just the whole idea of just like I just wanted you to know that I you know, I had a weird feeling that something awful might happen to me, so I just wanted you to know that, you know, I love you, I love the baby, and I've got a lot of things all over this computer that I'd love people to look at and be able to look at.
And a lot of things I don't want anyone to see.
No, I just I actually have a deep fear. Wait, I'm making it about me again, aren't I? But yeah, I have a deep fear that when I die, that there's a lot of things that I think people should know about that they're not going to know about me, and I want to do it. That's why that whole concept of that website that we talked about in the air is like whenyourgone.com or something like that. I think that's a great idea, like to let people know everything that's out there, things that you've hesitated to say for some reason, things that you've like that you've been less than confident in putting out there about yourself.
Well, why don't you you haven't started collecting those things, like putting them into
a time capsule of my death?
Not a time capsule, just in a specific space that says, hey, if I die, play this.
No.
So why'd you delete it? Like, what if your dream said Thursday, but you were just off a couple days?
It's true.
Well, that'll be my next note, I guess.
Well, I mean, but you might not have another dream. It's just, you know,
why maybe take
it's
it off?
Next Thursday.
Well, because it wasn't a will. Uh-huh. Will. It wasn't my last will and testament. It was like, holy crap, if I die the day after tomorrow, I got to get at least a little bit out there. I haven't had the forethought and the foresight to actually put together like a real full on like, hey, these are my last thoughts.
Did you delete it maybe thinking that your wife would read it and she would get kind of bummed out, like scared out about it?
That's why I didn't send it, because I thought she would freak out if I sent it to her. That's why I didn't send it, but I saved it in such a way that it was going to be very easy, to the point that when I left for work on Thursday, the file was open on my computer, but I had my email up in front of it, so if she minimized it, there would have been this note on Notepad telling her what the story was.
I just want you to know, freaky. I love you all. Well, off to skydiving.
Yeah. So I mean, you're back to the whole thing. It's like you have no desire to, like, when you have these thoughts and you think these things, you don't try and like come to any sort of
because I
finalization.
I'm going to be blindsided when I die, because I always think, well, it's not happening. You know, like
unless you lose 100 pounds, you're not going to be blindsided. You're going to die soon. You're going to die soon.
I mean,
yeah.
I guess
that's very true.
I guess really only thing. When you die, what am I going to have somebody show? I don't know. I don't have anything to show anybody if I die. If I die, I die.
Okay.
That's the thing I'd like to leave. Like,
that's what's nice about having a kid, is because you're thinking you're leaving a legacy behind. You're leaving something behind that's going to go on.
It's not a matter of a legacy, and this is another view into my self-important, screwed-up head that I have. I think that I have all these gems sitting around that people are going to love to... Gems. Oh, look at this great song that Chris recorded and left on the computer and no one ever heard. Look at this stupid thing, this videotape of wrestling here that someone's going to love. Like, little things like that. Like, things that I think, like, people will totally enjoy seeing. You know what it is, man? Like, it's not even so much a self-important thing, although I guess it kind of is. But, like, I'm thinking about all my friends that are gone. Like, and little things that I would love to have that are just from me, that from them to me right now. I would love that. I would go and insane, like if I had a Sem song that no one else had in the world, and the fact that I do actually have a bunch of them, but I've shared them with everybody. Like, if I had something specific to me from him, I'd go insane. If I had a videotape of Jerome Downs, like, you know, doing some stupid wrestling promo, like if I any of these things, like I would love these things, like beyond the grave after the fact, for people to give
for you and your friends. But other than that, it's gone.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I don't think of, like...
Like, Eat the Red's going to win a Grammy.
Yeah, I don't
like
think...
Like, in 2004.
Exactly. I don't think any of the stupid songs I record are going to be anything tremendous. It's more, like, personal things.
That reminds me of one day when you had that job where you were... Something with soda and beverages and delis or something.
Oh, when
I
was
driving around with you.
You mean when I was the engineer for Coca-Cola and I engineered the new taste for new Coke? Yes.
And we were driving around and I said... We were talking about things being creepy, and I said, actually, what would be creepy, there were these two girls walking, probably like high school age. I said, what if I rolled down the window and said, hey, want to hang out with us? And your response was, to be totally honest, like in a non-sexual way, those girls would definitely want to hang out with us. And then you said, but I have this thing where I think everybody wants to hang out with us. Or you, more specific.
I'm waiting for the punchline. Yeah, that's all true.
Well, guess what? Those girls are waiting outside.
Awesome. That was in my will. I want those two girls to still be 16 years old and wanting to hang out here today.
I said high school. I didn't say senior.
Oh, sorry. Yeah,
all right.
I'm on a whole weird thing now.
Half of nothing. Silence has become a crutch today.
I'm just thinking about
death.
I'm just thinking about like death and like and messages beyond the grave and weird stuff. You know, when our buddy Jerome died. And by the way, his name is Joe Heineman, and I don't know why. Like I keep going by pseudonyms for whatever reason. Jack Swade says to Gravy and Rex Mundy. Like, you know.
I wonder if any of our dead friends had any weird requests.
But
You know, did they?
What's
yeah?
that?
Any weird requests when they died? Like, I want my amateur spread in South Beach Rides or something.
Every one of my
like
friends that.
That
died didn't know they were going to die and didn't have the request out there. They were all in their late 20s, early 30s.
All right, so right now, for the record, let's all go through our requests. What we want done with our body.
Oh.
So we got it covered. We know what to do.
Cremate me.
Cremate? You don't want it spread anywhere?
Nah,
like in your van?
Nah, I don't care.
In your beloved van?
Nah,
no,
I don't care.
Yeah, how about in your guitar? No guitar?
I sold my guitar. So it wasn't that important to me. Just go to Guitar Center, find out who they sold to, and throw my ashes in that person's face.
I know all people like want their ashes like spread in like a meal and have all their friends like eat the meal
and
have like a little bit of ash in the meal and all like you be in your friends.
It's pretty gross.
Yeah, but you don't even know. Like, a little sprinkle.
Although I have, you ever flick a cigarette ash in your mouth? It tastes like salt. So maybe it'd be salt and delicious.
Totally. I don't have any. I hope I don't die ever.
That's your request?
Yeah, I hope I don't die ever.
If I die, don't. I mean,
I just.
Don't stop breathing.
The whole having a kid thing gives you a different perspective on things. Like, and that's, I'd like to have things there for my kid and stuff like that. But like, I mean, I don't know. I want people to go through my computer. I want people to go through the hundreds of 4-track tapes here and listen to all the stupid songs that are there. And some of them will be mine.
I could just see Vito going through days of on your computer here.
No, my wife will throw him out of the house.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it'll be so annoying that he's always here. But
I have a request. Can you guys all be so upset when I die that you just all jump off a mountain together and just don't go on without me?
Holding hands.
In all honesty, if you did die, I will at least cry once during the following week's show. It'll be very sad.
Will you cry? Tell me when you're going to do it. I need to record that. Please.
Yeah, maybe not.
Come on. You're not going to cry if Keith dies? That's messed up.
No, of course I would. Of course I would. I would cry like, oh my God, who's going to be able to be my partner now? Christ. It's going to be so hard going through this interview process.
Wouldn't we leave the seat empty for a little while? Just have the camera on it?
Like, forever.
It would depend if Vanessa could come down that next week or not.
Even if I'm dead, I'll have to work that day anyway, so don't worry about it.
Oh, that's right. The cable company, even if you're dead, you still have to work?
Yeah.
They never close on snow days.
You got to give them like 2 weeks notice. You know, I'll take off the day of your funeral. It's rough.
Yeah, like, do you have things like that you would want people, like your secret files? Anything that you'd want to get out there?
If I give you the access to a certain file, can you make sure all that stuff's deleted before I release my computer?
No. If by deleted you mean published on bestinshowradio.com, then yes.
Chris, you said you thought you had gems. What did you think is your biggest gem?
It's not that I think I have gems. It's that I have personal things that I feel like there may be some people out there that might care about.
What?
I don't know. Maybe people won't give a crap at all. Like, you know what? This goes into a whole thing of, like, music and thought about things that I want to know every little thing about something that I'm into.
Mm-hmm.
And whether I know if someone's really, wow, that was dry and sad ending of the song.
Sorry. But, I'll play it as we go out.
It feels like there are certain things that you'd want to see and say, like, how do I put it?
If you died, I would love that Piss Boy song. Like, I don't
have
that anymore.
To sandwich.com and download it.
That's a great song.
It's okay. It's not like it's not hidden on a microfiche underneath my mattress.
See, I thought it was. I would never know how to get that. So.
Sandwich.com. Go to rock. Click on Running My Errands. It's the first song. It's a really brilliant
record. I had a
dream
the other night, and I walked in this place. I was like, oh my God, it's a microfiche party.
Chris once showed me a song where Freddie did a cover of a Biggie song.
That was on our music show.
I've not heard it anywhere else. It was on the music show.
It was on our music show. Totally.
Yeah, I don't know if I have it on my player. I play that at outro. Yeah. Was outro music.
Oh God, please don't. When I was like 20
when
years
I
old.
When I die, F it, I want to go to hell.
So I hope you guys never die. I love you guys a lot.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. Happy holidays.
What's the name of that song? Suicide, right?
I have no requests.
No requests?
My body goes. Just you do whatever.
Cremated
you
or buried?
I'm so excited about the afterlife that he's, you know, he's like, he can't wait to sit next to Jesus on the throne and
those 40 virgins.
I'm thinking you're talking about Afterlife, my old band that won the Red Spot Battle of the Bands.
Well, that's why he's excited.
If it could be used, I guess, for if someone could use my eyes or you know, body parts or something, I suppose you could do something like that. But yeah, just. I have no urge.
If you
don't do anything with it. Or do everything with it.
If God was going to tell you what day you were going to die, would you want to know? what day you were going to die?
Yeah, of course I would want to know.
If it's 50 years from now, yes. Yeah. If it's tomorrow, no.
Well, do you want to
know
that?
I absolutely want to know.
Wait, wait. Would God tell me?
Or
Big Bird, or some other fake stupid.
See, if Big Bird's going to tell me, I can't. He's not reliable.
If there was some being that gave you the date you were going to die, would you want to know?
I'd absolutely love to know.
Really? I would not want to know. I would not want to know. I couldn't. Because then you'd be every day would be like,
if it was 75 years from now.
But you don't know if it's 75 years or 24 hours.
That's what I'm saying. Even if it was 75 years now, I would spend the next 75 years obsessing over that day and not do anything.
I like working on a deadline.
I'm going to be dead in 75 years anyway, so what's the difference?
I like working on a deadline. I like
to
have
goals. Do you want to know what day you're going to die?
I don't, but for the bit, I will, yes.
Wednesday.
Oh, man. See, how pissed off are you going to be if he drops dead on Wednesday?
No.
I don't necessarily mean this Wednesday, just a Wednesday.
How pissed off are you going to be if he dies Tuesday at like 11:50 p.m.?
Wait, he was dead in Europe. I was going on GMT.
I'm going to be so PO'd if I die Wednesday.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if Brian found out the day we were going to die and just yelled it at us at every post show?
June 16th, 2030.
You guys got 23 years. I don't know what you're doing.
By the way,
just keep ticking down the days. You got like 2034 left.
June 16th, by the way, I think is Vito's birthday. So Brian's going to die as a present for Vito.
Vito can do whatever he wants with my body.
Vito, we got a new producer spot opening up for you. What'd I say? Hey, I love you guys to death. This Wednesday. But I love you to death. But the Dolphins game started 4 minutes ago, so I'm out of here.
Is my thing on? Because it's not. It's playing. It should be playing.
I'll guess from the silence that no, it's not.
It's thanks, great.
Your thing's
thanks
on.
Thanks for having me here.
Thanks for being had.
Thanks.
You've been had.
Thanks.
Well, thanks to everybody for checking out this the magic that is Best in Show Radio, bestinshowradio.com. Go to Vanessa Cheatwood's blog that I never remember how to say. Vanessa.blog.cheatspot.wood.
Exactly.
Vanessa Cheatwood at blogs.blog.
Vanessa
Cheatwood.blogspot.carn.
What is it? MontyLove.com. MontyLove.com.
Are we back on Sunday next week?
Oh, I don't know. Are we?
Yes.
Sunday.
Sundays are free from now on.
Holla, holla, four quarters make a dollar, dollar. See you next week.
Well, I'm knocking on death's door. Will I take my rest among the blessed? Mother, are you waiting? Father, are you pacing? I'm coming home. Death's door. Will I take my rest in my Sunday best? Mother, are you anxious? Father, are you gracious? I'm coming home. Take